Let the big dog hunt. Let the big dog hunt. Joe Stasiak in the house. Hello again, everybody. We're broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Appreciate everyone listening, giving us a couple hits, couple clicks. We're in for a good show tonight. Got a lot going on. Kind of a mishmash tonight. Last night, I got on a leadership topic, and it started to hit, and then everything transformed and melded into a Colin Kaepernick conversation, which is fine. It's a good conversation, really good conversation, for the better part of 3 hours. We could still talk about that tonight. Usually it takes a couple days for a story to die down. Be happy to talk to you about that. By the way, Tyler Zuli behind the glass. You've heard him on the air before. Does a bang-up job. He's taking your calls at 610-632-0975. The Bryce Harper thing continues. The Manny Machado watch continues. It's starting to get annoying, to be honest. This thing hasn't happened yet. It's getting a little annoying. It's one of the things I don't like about sports, and there's not many, but it's the greedy agents, the guys who can't go first because they want their player to be the richest at that position or to have the most lucrative contract. That's an ego thing. Ego bothers me. I don't mind self-confidence, super self-confidence. Ego bothers me. Scott Boras is basically an ass when it comes to that. But I think, and I know I want to go over the Jim Bowden quotes about Bryce Harper. You're probably going to want to hear those because it kind of gives a positive light on the situation that is the Bryce Harper situation. Former GM and baseball executive. He feels pretty confident of the Phillies landing the services of the star outfielder. Quote, I keep hearing there's a lot of momentum and traction here on him going and signing with the Philadelphia Phillies, and he could be rounding third and heading home shortly. I agree with him. I think it's going to happen. Now, he's more plugged in than I am, and I don't know anyone who's ultra plugged in that knows what's going on with the contract the Phillies offered and what other contracts he's looking at, what Scott Boras is doing. You know, spring training has already begun. No sign of Bryce Harper, no sign of Manny Machado. I'll keep you abreast if anything happens during this show. I hope it happens during this show. That'd be a great show. But I don't expect it to happen tonight. Maybe tomorrow. We keep anticipating and hoping and a lot of anxiety because if they don't get either, I won't call the offseason a bust, but they didn't achieve their goal of landing a superstar. They got better. David Robertson, Real Muto. I love those pulls they got there, the trades and the signings. Those two cats make this team instantly better. Segura, another brilliant move by Matt Klintak. They had a good offseason so far. It'll be a great offseason if they land one of these cats. They land one of these cats. I hope they land Manny Machado, to be honest. He's a better player. He's more of a transcendental player. Don't like the fact that he says it's not in him to run balls out. The fact that he said that is mind-boggling. I know there are a lot of guys who don't run balls out, and I get it. Yeah, I do get it. On a routine grounder to second, you know, you're out. Don't need to pull a hamstring. I get some of that. In theory, they should be hustling every time out, but I get some of that. Jimmy, you know, dogged it a few times. He paid the price. Charlie usually benched him or implemented some penalty. Which you should. You want to keep everyone on the up. In theory, you should hustle every time out, every play, every ball, every pitch, every catch, every throw. So I'm surprised he said that. I don't know if that's going to hurt him. I doubt it. things you can look past. That's one of them. In signing Manny Machado. I know the White Sox made a good play for him. I mean, that's brutal. Really? South side of Chicago? You want to go there, Manny? Live in obscurity? In the south side of Chicago? Where you can come here and hit 45 home runs? 37 last year. Hit 297. Bryce Harper hit 34, and it was a down year. Harper could hit 40, 45 here. This team could hit 225 home runs this year. If they land one of these guys, it would be quite the pull if they could pull down one of these guys. I talked about leadership last night, or the lack thereof, because we were talking about, is any one of these guys a leader once they come here? Sometimes you're a leader by example. You're the best player, so you're kind of the de facto leader, even if you don't, you know, have a lot of verbal communication with your team. You know, Chase Utley, was he a leader here? He was one of the three guys that really ran the show. Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, in the heyday, the foundation. But he never said boo. Never said boo. He just went out and did his job, worked hard. It was probably the, you can argue he was the best of the three. I kind of go, I'm comparing apples to oranges when I go Ryan Howard, but, you know, and he takes a lot of heat, Ryan Howard. But man, he carried this team plenty of times. Plenty of times he carried this team. The 58 home run year, game-winning, hit in Colorado, the year they went back to the World Series against the Rockies, the day after the one game got snowed out, it got froze out, actually. He came through in a lot of situations. But anyway, leadership. You know, Jimmy was really the guy because he had both. Hall of Fame numbers and a personality when he wanted to. He was really the leader of the pack. Played shortstop. Had that big smile. Said a lot of cool things. Said they were the team to beat. I know that became a famous kind of guarantee / quote. But, you know, who are some of the great leaders? And who are some of the overrated leaders? The reason I'm getting back to this is because I barely scratched the surface last night. And we all went, you know, Kaepernick crazy. But I'm still getting tweets on it today, right up until I just came on the air. Still getting tweets. You know, I got a pronger. I got Randall being overrated. Who else did I get? It doesn't have to just include Philadelphia guys, too. Like Brady, obviously, one of the great leaders of all time. Mark Messier, one of the greatest leaders of all time. I'll go Gretz, just because he's the greatest player, in my opinion, in all of team sports ever. You know, Jordan, LeBron, notwithstanding. Brady, notwithstanding. The numbers he put up, and he got four cups. He has four cups. That's enough. Four cups, six trips to the finals, and just the unbelievable numbers he put up. He was so far and away ahead of everyone else. The only other player I would put in his category, and you talk to the old-timers, and they'll give you Bobby Orr, fine. Get out of here with Bobby Orr. I'm sure he was outstanding. I saw him play for like 3 minutes in the Stanley Cup winning game when he took a tripping penalty with like a minute and 11 left. Never got to see Bobby Orr. Yes, he had 100 points like five times as a defenseman in that day. Tremendous, won cups. But it's Gretz, and then the only other guy who put in Gretz's category would be, and another great leader, Mario Lemieux. He's the only one who had that special quality that Gretz had. And if he didn't have, if he didn't come down with Hodgkins and have some other injuries, I mean, he could have put up Gretz-like numbers. I don't think he would have achieved the numbers that Gretz put up, but again, another great leader. But basically, and he wasn't a verbal guy, but they did it by example. And I gave the criteria out last night on what a great leader is. One, you have to be one of the top three players on your team. Two, you have to perform like it. If you're not performing, no one's going to follow you. No one's going to listen to you. I always bring up Tim Tebow. What a great leader in college. What a great player in college. Couldn't play in the NFL. People would say, well, you know, you keep him here because he's a great leader. No, you think anyone's going to listen to Tim Tebow? Couldn't make a team as a third-string quarterback. Nick Foles, great leader. Carson Wentz, to be determined. I think he can be a great leader. I really do. I still go back to that year, 2 years ago, last year actually, when he went 11-2 and threw a touchdown on a torn ACL to Alshon Jeffrey before he left the game for good. Threw four touchdowns that day. So I want to get into great leaders, overrated leaders, and can Bryce Harper, I'll go with Bryce Harper because he does some things sometimes, it makes you wonder, overthrows a cutoff guy, not paying attention in right field, not hustling out ground balls, being unprepared, goes into week-long slumps, weeks-long slumps, streaky guy, hit like 220 in the first half of the year last year. It's amazing he brought his average up to 248. That's hard to do, raising it like, you know, 28 points. So he was lights out after that, to a degree. Can he be a great leader on this team? And here's the other question I'm going to throw out there tonight. Because I think to a man, we can all agree that before all this happened and the Bryce Harper sweepstakes began, I think we all hated Bryce Harper. Hated the hair flips. Hated the attitude. Loved when Cole Hamels beamed him. He was a guy you hated. And you like to hate guys like Bryce Harper. Easy targets. I think he's good for sports. He's interesting. We like interesting around here. We do interesting. If you're interesting, you're going to get talked about, and you make life and sports more interesting. He's an interesting guy. We'll go at it with the umps, sometimes his teammates. Didn't he have a problem with John Papelbon once?
Yeah, they fought in the dugout.
That's Tyler Zuli, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, they fought in the dugout. You know, he's not afraid to, you know, I know Papelbon started it, but, you know, Bryce Harper apparently gave him reason to. You know, he stirs things up once in a while. What do you think of Bryce Harper, Tyler?
I don't care about Bryce Harper the person. All I care about is Bryce Harper the baseball player, because it's not like he's a terrible person where he does bad things and illegal
things. Sure, absolutely.
So if he's kind of a hothead or he thinks he's cool, you know, too cool for school or whatever, I don't care. All I care about is how Bryce Harper performs if he's in this city playing right field 160 games a year.
And I agree with that. And, you know, as a fan, you are in the business of winning baseball games, winning football games, winning hockey games. It's all you should really care about. I know people get on their high horse and their ivory tower sometimes if guys aren't, you know, total law-abiding citizens. You know, there's some civil disobedience. People, I'm not coming to a game if they sign him, blah, blah, blah. You're in the business of rooting for your team to win ball games. Now, Tyler, I agree. I don't really care as long as he hits 40 home runs and hits about 260, 270. That's fine with me. I'm cool with that. But I'm just wondering, can he be, will guys look up to him when he comes here?
Not in the leader sense that what this city has come to expect out of its baseball leaders, because you mentioned the two earlier. The one is Jimmy Rollins, who was the vocal, fun-loving, but could back it up on the field with talent leader. The other one was Chase Utley, who didn't really say a word, but did it, exemplified it on the field with his hustle, his grit. Every play was 100%. I don't think Bryce Harper falls in either of those categories. So I don't believe that he's the leader that you're looking for. He could be the leader of your team statistically, but I don't believe so in terms of, you know, empowering men.
Will you listen? See, I always say you have to be able to play. You have to lead by example. You have to do things on the field, the ice, the court. So will guys look up to him, and if he has something to say, listen to him because he might be the best player on the team when he comes here?
I would think to an extent, yes. Okay. They're going to look at it and go, well, if you're doing this and you're doing it successfully, something's got to be right.
Okay. Yeah, see, I'm cool with that. I agree with that. But my question is, and Tyler, to a man, you hated Bryce Harper before this Bryce Harper sweepstakes began?
I don't think I hated Bryce Harper. I hated the show me attitude of Bryce Harper.
Well, yeah, that's
so,
what I mean.
Yeah, I think to an extent I would say yes.
Okay. I think That's the sentiment of maybe 95% of the fans out there. So my question is, tonight, name a player that you hate on an opposing team, but you would love to see in a Philadelphia uniform. Name a player you would hate on an opposing team, but would love to see in a Philadelphia uniform. I'll give you one. This is going to be very unpopular because I've heard people say they would never root for this guy if he became a Flyer. I go Sid Crosby. I would love to have a guy like Crosby. Talk about a leader. What he did to land three cups. How he leads by example. And I think he's grown up, too. He's not the Sid Crosby, you know, of 10 years ago. When he was whiny, kind of a baby, complained a lot, complained about the refs a lot. I think he's grown up a ton. And see, I go Sid Crosby. Because everyone hates him. And there are people that, I don't know if this would be true if it actually happened, but said they'd never root for him if he became a Flyer. That's deep hatred. That is deep hatred. I don't really have deep hatred anymore. When I was growing up, I had unbelievably intense hatred for opposing players. Claude Lemieux, Chris Chelios. You took liberties with one of my guys? Yeah, I'm going to have a problem with that. And then, like, I met Claude Lemieux once. We were doing a gig up in New Jersey. Nice guy, so I kind of lost my hate. You know, really nice guy. Chris Chelios, you know, it fades. Hextall took a run at him, took care of some of it for me. But I used to hate. I think a lot of it is once I got into the sports broadcasting business, I became more objective. I would go into locker rooms and meet people. You know, I never had a real bad experience with anyone. Maybe Patrick Roy, he was kind of a knucklehead. Just an edgy, kind of nasty guy. Other than that, you know, I became more objective. So I can see, like, I can look at let me give you an example. Antonio Brown. I don't root for the Steelers. I love the guy. I love watching the guy. I think he's a total baby. But watching his game, I love his game. Tremendous game. DeAndre Hopkins doesn't play for us. We never see him. We saw him this year once. You know, I respect, you know, opposing players' games. I don't really hate it anymore, but I know there's a lot of fans out there do hate. So my question is, name a player you hate on an opposing team but would love to see in a Philadelphia uniform. I think Bryce Harper's a perfect example. Perfect example. Before this, oh my God, to a man, I would say that most fans in Philadelphia would hate on Bryce Harper. Hate's a strong word, so hate on a player, I should say. Hate on Bryce Harper. He's a guy that, you know, puts a bullseye on his head. The attitude, what he did before he became a Major League Baseball player, blow kisses, bat flips when he was 18. He's grown up a little bit. Streaky, but in Citizens Bank Park, if he had protection of Real Muto and Reese Hoskins, I mean, he's going to be lights out here. Probably not a bad dude from things I know, things I've heard. Probably not a bad dude. But a guy you love to hate. And I think that's a good way to phrase it. Guys you would love to hate. Not just hate, period, but love to hate. Love when they came to town so you could go out and boo them, throw things at them. Well, I shouldn't do that, but guys you love to hate. I love to hate Claude Lemieux back in the day. Love to hate him. I'll never forget that goal in Game 5. Coming up the ice, I was at the Hextall end. Series tied at 2, game tied at 2. Coming right up the ice, I started feeling anxious when he was down the right side. He was still far away. Takes a slap shot beyond the blue line and scores. Talk about clutch. I hated the guy. What he did to Chris Draper in the Avalanche series. Busted up his face from behind. Cheap shot. Hated him. But I respect his game. I started respecting his game. I mean, all he did was score clutch goals. He was part of that. He was the one who started that whole when Ed Hospodar and Chico Resch went after Claude Lemieux before the Canadiens game. It was before Game 6, I think, or Game 5 in 1989, I believe it was. In the pregame skate, coming off the ice. You know, Lemieux would shoot pucks into the Flyers' goal. It was kind of taboo, but he'd wait till everyone was off the ice and do it. Flyers caught wind of it. They decided to wait. They left the ice, but Hospodar pulled Chico Rush back and said, you know, let's take care of this. And they went out on the ice after Lemieux, because they left the ice too. Lemieux comes back on the ice along with Shane Corson. They start doing their thing. Hospodar goes right after them. Chico Rush, God bless him, backup goaltender, nice guy. He's out there swinging. And then the Flyers locker room, you know, empties. Doug Crossman's out there in his shower slippers. Mike Keenan had to lock Hextall in a closet. Didn't want to see him get thrown out of a game. It was crazy. But that's the kind of stuff Lemieux did that I hated. It would drive me insane. So give me a player that you love to hate. Love to hate, but would love to see in a Philadelphia uniform.
Now, does it have to be current, or can it be just from your childhood or whatever?
Absolutely, okay. Childhood. Yeah, you can go back as far as you want. Go back as far as you want. I'll give you some on the other side. Let's take a call. Steven in Virginia Beach, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Steven?
Hey, man. What's going on?
How are you, man?
I'm starting to gain, you know, a little excitement about this Harper thing. I mean, I didn't like him when he was with the Nets, but, I mean, who gave? You know, I didn't care. I mean, we sucked when he was with the Nationals.
Yeah,
know?
So true.
Now we're getting better, and it is what it is. So we're going to pay him the most, and not just that. Look at the team we're putting around this guy. You know, our Phillies needed a face, and if he's going to come here and be the face, I'm all for it. To answer your question, I don't just have player. I have a coach.
Okay, that's fine, too. You can include the coach.
Okay, cool. So my player are the Morris brothers. They're both from Philadelphia, the twins. They're gritty as all get out, dude. And they both like the Dallas Cowgirls. But they're from Philly. And it's like no matter what team they play on, they always beat us. And they show up. You know, I hated last year in the playoffs how you had one guy with his brother Celtics hat on, not playing, and the other guy was kicking our butts up and down the court. Blame Brett Brown for that. And my coach, honestly, Brad Stevens looks like a weasel, but I would love it if he coached the Sixers, dude.
Oh,
he just looks like he knows what he's doing.
He does know what he's doing. He's a smart guy. Took Butler to two national title games in back-to-back years. Butler.
Yeah, but he looks 10 years old.
He does look 10 years old.
Yeah, he didn't know.
And he hasn't aged in 10 years. He hasn't aged a bit. He looks great.
He looks like he just knows what he's doing, and you almost never, ever see him yell. He just gives a look.
Mm-hmm.
He's like that. He's like that father that's just intimidating that, you know, he did so much with his kids when they were younger. He's just going to give them a look when they're 20, and they know what to do.
Great play designer, too.
Yeah. How about this? Brad Stevens reminds me of John Creasy from The Karate Kid. He looks like he'll go out and tell Embiid to sweep the leg. This is why I want to say that. I'll see you guys soon. Thank you so much.
Good call, Steven. Appreciate the call, man. We go Karate Kid. Oh, I love it. He's even had the name of the sensei. That's great stuff. That's great knowledge, Steve. We got to take a break. Tyler Zulu behind the glass with his analytics stylings today. He's going to chime in periodically throughout the show. You can call me at 610-632-0975. Name a player you hate on an opposing team but would love to see in a Philadelphia uniform. We're coming right back. Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic. This is the home of Jimmy Butler.
Rebound follow, Jimmy Butler.
Tobias Harris.
Double lane and a right-hand jam. Tobias Harris.
And J.J. Redick.
Redick for three, shut up and good. J.J. Redick over Kuzma. And Redick is hot. Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Right now, get an unlimited plan with a Samsung Galaxy S9 lease and Hulu included for just $25 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and new lines of service. That's your unlimited plan, a Galaxy S9 and Hulu included for the low price of $25 per month per line. Even better, there's no trade-in required. You heard that right, $25 and no trade-in required. There's never been a better time to try Sprint, a network built for unlimited. So So visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/bothforall, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $5 per month after $28 per month credit applied within two bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. After 4/30/2020, pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad supported plan per account. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Let me tell you about the uncles. Ram Truck Month is on a family crusher Dodge Jeep Ram right now. Save thousands on your new favorite winter-ready Jeep 4x4s, Ram Trucks, and family you choose. Drive home a new Jeep or Ram Truck for $159 down or $159 a month. Your choice. Only at family. You get oil changes, safe inspection, and a loaner car at no charge. And with the uncles, your buying experience is always fun, fast, friendly, the best service. After the sale, they care about you. After the uncles, they care. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations during Ram Truck Month. Because at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Ask the uncles, your family, in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime, familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
I've been telling you that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. That's just the beginning. FanDuel has tons of other awesome promos that happen all the time that I love. Odd boost, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to get your winnings early. FanDuel Sportsbook offers some of the most competitive lines around. I'd look at a futures bet on the NBA championship. You can place a $500 risk-free bet on any game or sport with my code Jason. Signing up is simple, and it's easy to add money to your account or withdraw winnings whenever you want. Download the app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey and sign up with my code Jason and make your first bet, and if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit up to $500. Download FanDuel Sportsbook now and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Spilled your red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Macy's President's Day Furniture and Mattress Sale is going on now. It's the perfect time to shop incredible superbuys, closeouts, and great savings, like a 5-piece Radley Chaise sectional for $1,789. Pick out a Tribeca Queen storage bed for just $499. And get a free adjustable base when you buy a Beautyrest Caribbean Blue Plush Mattress, $597. Plus, learn how you can get 24-month financing when you use your Macy's credit card on qualifying purchases. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Corner office chairs at cubicle prices.
Right now, during Staples Chair Event, you can save big. Up to 40% on chairs for your home or office.
Like this week at Staples. A Serena leather desk chair is just $99.99. That's a savings of $80.
Be more productive, more comfortable, and save more money.
Get up to 40% off during Staples Chair Event and sit like a CEO.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/16/19 while supply last.
Springtime is almost here, and it's the perfect time to get more at AutoZone. And getting more out of your car battery starts with Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough, so you can always count on a smooth startup. Give yourself peace of mind with Duralast. Proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide.
The 21st Annual Philadelphia Tattoo Arts Convention is coming this weekend only to the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Get tattooed on site by 1,500 of the world's best tattoo artists. Tickets just $22. Visit villainarts.com. That's villainarts.com.
Sports Talk from Mount Laurel and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Some good vibrations. I'm Joe Stazak here till 10 o'clock tonight. Checkpoint Radio at that point. Tyler Zuli doing a bang-up job as usual behind the glass. You might hear him on updates this week. He also hosts periodically, does a great job. We're having some fun with you tonight. I'm back tomorrow 11 to 2, if anyone cares. You can catch me then. Once again, I'm here till 10 o'clock tonight. We're talking leadership. We're talking players that you love to hate but would love to see in a Philadelphia uniform. If you want to chime in about Colin Kaepernick, please feel free. We talked about that a lot last night. I was always behind him, supported him, except for the piggy socks. He went off the rails there. That was bad. Bad job by him. But I supported the cause. I understood what he was trying to do. I didn't take offense to it. You know, I love my country. I'm an American citizen. I stand for the national anthem even when I'm at home. But I did not take offense to it. I knew what he was doing. I knew what he was getting at. And it worked. It was a peaceful protest, and it worked. You know, I applaud him. You know, that's my opinion. But I get the other side. This isn't one where I'm like, you know, killing the other side for being very sensitive to it. I get it. I get, you know, I had a call last night from a military guy, ex-military guy, and, you know, he explained he was, you know, he had to put guys in metal boxes and put them on cargo planes. You know, they didn't make it. When he was in, I think he was in Iraq, and he thought it was disgusting, and he took major offense to it. Major offense to Colin Kaepernick not standing for the flag. See, I get that. A lot of military people feel the same way. So I'm cool with that. I can't tell you what you should feel or how you should feel. So if that's the way you feel, that, you know, it's fine. It's the way you feel. You can't control your emotions necessarily. Something's going to hit you a certain way, and you feel how you feel. I feel okay with what he did. I like the fact that the situation has been resolved. He probably got a substantial sum of money. Eric Reed probably got some money too. I don't know if he's still going to be out there gunning for a job, but I would think, though, if they came to a settlement, you can't collude going forward, or he could technically file another suit unless that was part of the agreement. No more lawsuits regarding this. But, you know, owners can do what they want. They might not collude, but they might not be interested in signing Kaepernick. They might not want the backlash, which I never understood. Who cares about backlash? As an owner, you should care about winning football games. Backlash? Are you kidding me? Who cares? Grow a backbone. Backlash. You care about the bottom line. That's it. And you're not going to get hurt in the box office by getting some backlash. Eagles got it for a while with Michael Vick. There were protesters outside. Okay. And what happened? Most people ended up being a fan of Michael Vick. Became an upstanding citizen, showed remorse, spent 23 months in Fort Leavenworth. So feel free to chime in on Kaepernick if you'd like. We're still taking calls on that. And players you love to hate but would love to see in a Philadelphia uniform. 610-632-0975. Austin in Coatesville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Austin?
Hey man, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I spoke with your man on the horn there a little bit about how my player that I was that I hated watching him play against us, but would love to have seen him in a uniform is Chipper Jones.
Chipper Jones is a good one.
Chipper Jones murdered the Phillies.
Oh, killed the Phillies!
Like 400 for his career against the Philadelphia Phillies. I mean, he was an immaculate player against the Philadelphia Phillies.
He was. That's a good one. Chipper Jones. All right, I'll write that down. That's a good one.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about the Kaepernick situation.
Shoot.
So I've got a group of friends that we constantly talk about how whether or not Kaepernick was really deserving of a starting position. And I asked them the question, well, from 2019, do you really think that there were at least 15 starters that he couldn't have beaten on any given Sunday? You know, you look at some of the guys in the league that had a starting job at one point in time. Nathan Peterman is the one that comes to my mind the most. You mean to tell me that you couldn't pay Colin Kaepernick any kind of money to come out and play better than Nathan Peterman did?
You mean the quarterback for the Bills? Quarterback for the Bills? He might be the worst quarterback. He might be the worst quarterback I've ever seen in the pro uniform.
I mean, the guy threw more interceptions than he did completions in his career. That's pathetic. And you mean to tell me that the NFL didn't intentionally keep Colin Kaepernick out when you had guys like that throwing a starting uniform on? You know, Blake Bortles. Give me a break. Derek Carr is one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. and he looks abysmal the last two seasons. I know he was hurt for a year, but, you know, this past year he looked terrible. And you can't really blame the offense being bad on his lack of success.
Right.
Because it was the same offense he had pretty much when he was a rookie. You know what I mean? So I just don't get it. I don't understand how Kaepernick was blackballed the way he was from the league. I don't understand how it made sense financially for you to not want to put a guy like that in a jersey and throw him out there. Because whether you love him or hate him, people are going to watch him.
Makes no sense. I never understood it.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, Austin, appreciate it, man. It was Austin from Coatesville chiming in on the Kaepernick situation. I never understood it. Why would you collude to blackball this guy who could play, probably could start over 10, 12, 15 other quarterbacks in the league, almost won a Super Bowl, so he's capable, very capable. The year he was 1-10 with the San Francisco 49ers when they were the worst team in the league. 16 touchdowns, 4 picks. You know, ran for like 500-some yards. Puts up decent numbers. When he had a team around him, he won. I just could never understand that. It's ridiculous. People so afraid of, you know, get some cayunes, get some onions. I just never understood it because usually someone... You could do a lot of egregious things, but usually someone says, well, I'll overlook it because the guy can play. He could play. I mean, Austin brought up a good point. Nathan Peterman, seriously? I mean, seriously? If nothing else, he could be a tremendous backup. Not as good as Nick Foles, but could be a tremendous backup in this league. We'll see. I don't know what the terms are of this settlement. But if he's still able to go out and get a job, he probably doesn't need one with all the money he just cashed in on. But he likes to play football. The idea of the lawsuit was, it was a little bit of a, you know, you're going to do this to me, here's what I'm going to do to you. But I know he wanted to play football. And I just think the whole thing was crazy. 610-632-0975. Steven and Penn Salkin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Steven?
I'm real mad that guy took Chipper from me.
Oh, did he?
So the Braves are by far and away my most hated team because I grew up watching the Braves dominate.
Yeah.
And Chipper being most dominant Brave against the Phillies, I got to back up, though, in talking about dominating. Let's go with Dominic Hasek.
The Dominator.
Yeah, because he was another person that really killed the flop. Off, like they could never beat the Sabres, and then the Sabres would go on and not do anything else. But when he retired, I said that's the best goaltender to ever play hockey, and it's very likely he'll never be topped, in my opinion.
He was unbelievable. And he did kill the Flyers.
Yeah. Kaepernick, I find kind of interesting because people hated him before he kneeled. He was always controversially good. People either liked his game or they hated his game. And I think also it had a lot to do with Harbaugh, because Harbaugh was the guy who kind of pushed Alex Smith out of there, and people loved Alex Smith. And so I always wondered, like, what if it was someone who wasn't controversially good and was just plain good? Like, there wasn't a debate if he was good. Like, if it was someone like Wentz or, I don't know, if it was just a quarterback that people really liked before he took a knee, what would have happened? And that's what I'll leave you with.
All right. I appreciate it, Steven. Have a great night, man. Steve from Penn Salkin, his opinion on the Colin Kaepernick situation. I don't think people disliked him. You know, his game went down, but the team, there was a mass exodus. And turned out Jim Harbaugh did a great thing. Alex Smith got hurt in week 8, and he went with the backup and stayed with the backup, even when Alex Smith was ready to play again. All he did, he went like 7-1 the rest of the way. And took the Niners. They were within yards of winning that Super Bowl. And they were down 28-6 in that game, in the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, when the lights went out, they were down 28-6. Brought them back in the second half. They were yards away from winning that Super Bowl. Yeah, a guy can play. Simple as that. 610-632-0975. Looking for a player that you love to hate. When he's on an opposing team, and this could go back. You can go back. It doesn't have to be current. You can go back. You could throw out a guy like Michael Irvin. I know a lot of folks hated him in this town, but I think they would, I would think you would love to have him in a Philadelphia uniform. That's, I guess that's debatable. He might be a one where you, I know the fans, I'm thinking for the fans. I shouldn't speak for them, but he's one of those guys where I'm not sure. I'm not sure people would want him on this team. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazak. Coming right back.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia. For the Sixers.
Simmons into Joe. Two-hand jam. Joel Embiid knocking it out here in Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Natalie Eganoff here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. Fanatics, believe me when I tell you, you'll see a difference buying from my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Choose from over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram trucks. Right now, save more than ever with the employee pricing all month long during Ram Truck Month. Get up to 0% financing for 72 months or savings of up to $12,000 off MSRP on select Ram trucks. Better prices, bigger selection, and just a better buying experience is waiting for you at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you. 0% financing based on approved credit, cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 2/28/2019.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
The long weekend is packed with epic savings at Macy's President's Day sale. Shop select Levi's looks for the fam, $9.99 to $48.99. And pick out new pieces for your home with 20 to 60% off furniture and mattresses. Find the perfect fit during our lingerie sale. Buy one bra, get one half off. And stock up during our kids and baby sale, 40 to 50% off. Plus, use your Macy's card or pass and take an extra 10 to 20% off select items now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices exclusions apply. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Corner office chairs at cubicle prices.
Right now, during Staples Chair Event, you can save big. Up to 40% on chairs for your home or office.
Like this week at Staples, a Serena leather desk chair is just $99.99. That's a savings of $80.
Be more productive, more comfortable, and save more money.
Get up to 40% off during Staples Chair Event and sit like a CEO.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/16/19 while supplies last.
Listen up, everyone. Here's something we can all get behind. It's the President's Month Save-a-thon at Gateway Kia. There's no illusion. You're going to save bag loads of cash. It's really big, and I know a great deal when I see one.
Now through Monday night, rush in for the President's Month Save-A-Thon at Gateway Kia. Lease the only 2019 Kia Forte for only $179 a month with no money down. Or grab a 2019 Kia Sportage for only $199 a month with no money down. Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000.
Save huge at Gateway Kia, where they make car buying great again.
2019 Kia Forte, $179 a month. 2019 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. No money down. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Or online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 39 months, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, tags, DMV fees, or additional trades based on gals' values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with Tier 1 credit approval only. Total amount to its signing. Must take delivery on 2/28/2019.
A $260 million Powerball win could land you in the tropics on a gorgeous island named after you because you bought it. So play today because anything can happen in Jersey.
Entertaining, informative, fun. 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, we're back. 7:46 here at 97.5, The Fanatic. The show's flying by. Rob Body preceded me, D. Lynam, earlier today. Both great shows. If you happen to catch them or caught them, they'll be on tomorrow as well. I think D is early, then Rob Body, then myself. Or no, D follows me tomorrow, actually. Or Rob Body follows me tomorrow. D. Lynam leads into me. I don't know. Is that right? Okay, so I got it right. D. Lynam leads into me. Rob Body follows me. I'm on 11 to 2 tomorrow. I'm here till 10 o'clock tonight. Similar next week. I have the Friday shift, 9 to 6 to 9 or 9 to 12. I think it's 6 to 9 in for Devon Gibbons, which I did on Friday night. Had a good time. That was last night. We're talking a little Colin Kaepernick as well today. We're talking leadership. We're talking Bryce Harper. I'm going to get into Markelle Fultz a little bit and what keeping your mouth shut can do for you. But Colin Kaepernick, listen, he was never a bad quarterback. He was on a bad team. He was never a bad quarterback. They were so bad, though. In 2015, he was replaced by Blaine Gabbert. Blaine Gabbert. Played 11 games the next year, was 1-10, but still had a decent statistical season, 16 touchdowns, 4 picks. Career-wise, 72 touchdowns, 30 picks, threw for over 12,000 yards. He only played 2 full seasons, and he was 12-4. He took over for Alex Smith and went 5-2 down the stretch, then won 2 games, got to the Super Bowl and almost won, didn't win. 12-4 the next year, got to the conference title game, lost to Seattle. 8-8 the next year. That's when they started to decline. But he threw it for 60%, 3,300 yards, 19 touchdowns, 10 picks. He was never a bad quarterback. So this situation is mind-boggling to me how he got blackballed because he knelt during the national anthem. Are you kidding me? What's the matter with you? I'm surprised that no one, because Kareem Hunt's going to get another job. He got involved in a little domestic dispute with a young lady, pushed her, kicked her. She wasn't hurt, but not a good job by Kareem Hunt. He'll get a job. I wouldn't mind seeing him here in Philadelphia. Oh, he did sign with the Browns? How about the Browns? When did that happen?
A couple days ago.
I didn't know that. My bad.
Yeah, 1-year deal.
1-year, okay. Wait and see. Prove it to me deal. All right. So he's with the Browns. I love what the Browns have done, believe it or not. You like what the Browns have done?
I think they've put together a nice little team.
Haven't they?
They could probably be a fringe playoff team.
I agree.
Next year.
I agree.
Especially still playing a third place schedule because they did still finish behind the Steelers and the Ravens.
They put together a nice team. They have some weapons. Baker Mayfield is better than I thought he'd be.
And one of the most underappreciated offensive lines in football.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, that's disappointing. I would have liked to have seen the Eagles take a look at him. So they didn't even wait for him to go through any exercises or training.
No, and they haven't even announced what his suspension could be. Because there's got to be one, because he's still on the commissioner's exempt list.
Yeah.
So you have to assume that there's going to be some sort of suspension.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then you have him and Nick Chubb.
Man, I tell you what.
And Duke Johnson.
Miami guy. How about that? That team, slowly but surely, they've turned that program around. John Dorsey has done a nice job.
Yeah, even a blind squirrel finds a nut eventually.
I guess, and it took them a while. But, man, they have some talent now. They have some, and they play hard. They've always played hard. Even when they really stunk, they played hard. But Baker Mayfield, to me, I didn't think he was going to be good. He's got, you know, onions. He's got all the confidence in the world. Doesn't have the size, but his arm's okay. He's got an NFL arm. I didn't think he did coming out of college, but watching him, the more I watch him, the ball comes out of his hand nice. He has some zip on the ball, and he's accurate. I mean, that's the key, is being accurate. So, Ty, I think you're right. I think that, I mean, that team is, they got a nice little team there. That's a team to watch as Pittsburgh declines.
And really, if you look at the AFC, how many wild card teams are there legitimately? Because the East stinks.
East stinks.
Pittsburgh's on the decline, like you said, and the Bengals stink.
Bengals are awful.
The West is almost certainly going to have one.
I would think so, sure.
Is there any team in the South because I don't think the Texans are that good.
What about the...
I think the Colts are the best team in the division.
I do too.
So, and I don't know if it's close.
So the Colts could win that division. Yeah, you're right. I think the Browns make the playoffs this year. I do, next year.
As a 6 seed?
Yeah.
I can see it.
Or, you know, I wouldn't even be surprised if they surprised folks.
And winning the division?
I think they could win the division.
Really?
I really do. I like what they're doing. I like the fact that they're on the uptick. I like the Kareem Hunt signing. And I'm starting to like Baker Mayfield. Never thought I would. He's the guy with some toot. He brings a little toot to the team. To me, he's like a little Bryce Harper in him. He doesn't have the hair flip, but he has the headband. And I think, and there's an example. I think he's a great leader. I do. I'm not in love with the kid because he does dumb things and grabbing his crotch on the sideline, you know, in the Kansas game in Oklahoma, a little immature. But I think he's a great leader. He's got all the confidence in the world. He backs it up. Would they have 6-7 wins this year?
I think they won six.
Wins. Okay.
I think they were 6-9-1.
Okay. Better than one win in 2 years. You know, which they were previously.
And they like this Freddie Kitchens guy a lot.
Yes, they do. Gonna be interesting. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. But I think they could win that division. I really do. I think they're on the uptick, and I do like Baker Mayfield. Never thought I'd say that. I thought that was a horrible first pick overall. I thought it was horrible. I was thinking here because they passed on Deshaun Watson, they passed on Carson Wentz, and they go out and get the little guy. I just thought it was a mistake, big mistake. But it turned out okay. They're okay. They're okay with Baker Mayfield. What do you think of Kyler Murray?
I think Murray's a good enough athlete to get on the field and play the quarterback position. He's a good quarterback.
5'9".
He's small. That's the only concern. He checks every single box.
He checks every box.
Except for the fact that he can't see over his offensive line. And we said that for 15 years about Drew Brees.
But he saw over them in college, right?
Exactly. So what's the difference?
What's the difference? Same size.
And it's not like Oklahoma puts together this small offensive line. They put big boys out there.
They absolutely do. Well, I got one drawback with Kyler Murray. Did you see the Dan Patrick interview with him?
He just kind of stared blankly at Dan Patrick?
Yes.
It's a little weird.
He kept looking at his dad for, I mean, he knew he was going to get asked these questions. He was asked about his pro day and going to the combine. He basically couldn't open his mouth.
Did the blank stare remind you of somebody in this town?
The blank stare?
The blank stare? Did it remind you of Markelle Fultz a little bit?
Oh, my God. I'm going to get into Markelle Fultz on the other side. Yes, the blank stare. That's a good point. Because not only he can't keep his mouth shut, but now his mom's chiming in.
It's not good.
It's incredible. What's wrong with these people? You got to keep your mouth shut, you know, especially on your way out the door, considering the support this team gave Markelle Fultz after all the nonsense that was going on and the thoracic outlet syndrome and the yips. Although Elton Brand shot that. Did you hear him when I said he had the yips? He shot that down.
Yeah, we had Elton Brand here a couple of days ago, and we all met with him. And he shot it down quickly, too.
Yeah, I mentioned the yips. I asked him how frustrating it was, and I said he had the yips. And he goes, no, he never had the yips. I thought he had the yips, but Elton Brand knows better than I did. I don't know what you call that free throw, that clutch, that hitch in his free throw. But all right, we got to take a break. I want to get your opinion on some of the Markelle Fultz stuff on the other side, Tyler, as well as you folks out there. And also, again, the question is, name a player you love to hate on an opposing team but would love to see in a Philadelphia uniform. I'm Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let that be a lesson to you boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for the Flyers.
He's cool! It's the Captain Claude Giroux, and the Flyers are pouring it up.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Natalie Eganoff here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. Fanatics, believe me when I tell you, you'll see a difference buying from my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Choose from over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram trucks. Right now, save more than ever with the employee pricing all month long during Ram Truck Month. Get up to 0% financing for 72 months or savings of up to $12,000 off MSRP on select Ram trucks. Better prices, bigger selection, and just a better buying experience is waiting for you at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you. 0% financing based on approved credit, cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 2/28/2019.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-1404. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-1404. That's 800-741-1404. 800-741-1404.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here. Can I try out that X1 voice remote?
Yeah. It lets you search for all your favorite streaming apps with the sound of your voice. Check it out.
Show me the crown on Netflix.
Wait, you're British?
No, but I do have a lot of British friends, so I need to make sure it works for them, too.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, let me try another one. Show me Homecoming on Prime Video. Just making sure it works with a mouthful of popcorn.
Ah, gotcha. Xfinity lets you search Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube with the sound of your voice. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And ask about Netflix, Prime Video, and YouTube in 4K Ultra HD on X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Ends 2/24/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Limited 4K programming available. Requires 4K capable TV and box.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list, and AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the real problem, saving you time and money down the road. Want help from a pro? We can help with that too. Keep your engine running clean. Buy one STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Macy's President's Day Furniture and Mattress Sale is going on now. It's the perfect time to shop incredible super buys, closeouts, and great savings, like a 5-piece Radley Chaise sectional for $1,789. Pick out a Tribeca Queen storage bed for just $499. And get a free adjustable base when you buy a Beautyrest Caribbean Blue plush mattress, $597. Plus, learn how you can get 24-month financing when you use your Macy's credit card on qualifying purchases right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Welcome back, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday night out there. Got a little colder than it was yesterday. I thought we were going to hit a little warm streak, but still in the throes of a miserable February. But things looking good in the Philadelphia landscape in terms of sports. Sixers obviously doubled their talent level in 3 months. Still have a decent bench. Phillies are looking good. Did a lot of nice things in the offseason. Looking to land Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. Again, the question I threw out tonight is name a player you love to hate on an opposition, an opposing team, but would love to see in a Philadelphia uniform. And we talk leadership as well. Some of the great leaders out there. It doesn't have to be Philadelphia-based. It doesn't have to be locally. And some of the overrated leaders. Because there's guys that are called leaders, but I don't think they fit that bill. They don't fit my criteria. Here's a guy that I used to love to hate, Ty, but would I've loved to seen him on my squad, my Villanova squad. I'm going to college. Bobby Hurley. He was a pain in the rear end. He was pain in the rear end. But what a player, though. What a tremendous player for that Duke squad.
And I think it really comes down to, especially if you have a team that plays in the same conference in college level, how often they beat you. Or they're the ones to hit the shot or take the game-winning shot. You know, Duke fans hate Leitner. Or excuse me, UNC fans hate Leitner.
Oh, of course they do.
Because of how many times he did it repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
You know, so for me, as a guy that went to Penn State, I don't care about Leitner. But I get your point because of how often you look at it and you go, man, this is the guy that beats my squad.
Right. Oh, if you're a Carolina fan, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but I just thought he was... It was Bobby Hurley, you know? He was that kid from Jersey City, and he was scrappy, and I thought he was a great leader. I thought he was a great leader as well, since we're talking about that. Great leader. You can say Christian Laettner was the leader, but Bobby Hurley made that team run.
You know, and you mentioned Duke. I think one guy that's personified it, because he is a current Philly athlete, for me, in my generation, is J.J. Redick. I hated J.J. Redick in college.
Everyone hated
J.J. Redick. And I hated J.J. Redick when he was, you know, early in his career with Orlando.
Everyone did.
And now you look at it and you're like, man, he hits knockdown shots. He hits those crazy runners.
Yeah.
He's consistent. I mean, Tom McGinnis talks about it every time he's on the air and doing a game. J.J. Redick's the double-digit scoring counts up to 60. It's up to 62. I think it's at like 64 now.
Wow.
Games in a row where he scored at least 10 points. And that's supposed to be your five, your number five guy on this team? I think that's a perfect guy.
Oh, that's a perfect guy. Everyone hated J.J. Redick in college. He was persona non grata in college. For whatever reason, I can't remember. He looked a little different too back then. But
I think he was a little snarky. You know, he knew he was good. He's not that guy anymore. You know, he's well-spoken now. He does podcasts. And he's a Sixer, so I think that certainly helps.
It helps. It helps, which kind of goes to the question I threw out there tonight is name a player that you love to hate on an opposing team but love to see in a Philadelphia uniform. J.J. Redick's a good one. You know, he got a lot of heat, especially in college, but love him to death. as a Philadelphia 76er. All right, I just want to switch gears a little bit, Ty, and get your thoughts on some of this. Now, hear me out. Markelle Fultz the other day at his press conference in Orlando, you know, and I'm sure you know this, but for the people out there who do not, he said all the right things until he made a curious comment about coaching and his previous mentors here. He said, quote, "Oh, we do have the sound? Tell me when it's ready." All right, let's hear it from Markelle Fultz.
I think it just excites me, really, to know that I have, you know, a coach that's going to push you, you know, to be better and not just going to tell you what you want to hear. So from that aspect, you know, that made me even more excited. So,
how about that? All right. Now, where does that come from? Where does it come from? Are you kidding me? They did nothing but support him here. This was Brett Brown, his quote. He had one. This was one of his quotes back in the day when it just came out that his agent suggested that he go seek more help for his thoracic outlet syndrome. He said, "Yeah, the news came about. It did catch me off guard. But if that is what he needs to go seek further consultation, then we support him. In my eyes, it's not complicated. That's what it is, and we'll support him." I thought they supported him the whole way. I mean, the whole way. Now, his mom chimes in. Her name is Ebony Fultz, talking about her son now in a new situation in Orlando. Says, quote, "I get a great vibe. It's very refreshing to hear the positivity, the support that they have for the players, and the fact that they're constantly saying, we want to do this the right way." I mean, again, to me, that's a veiled shot at the previous regime.
They must not have very good sports talk down there. I mean, seriously, because the fans must not care enough to look at this kid and go, there's something wrong.
Something's wrong. Like, what's the matter with you? He seemed like a nice kid, too, a little immature, but he's only 20, something like that. I mean, you'd be a senior in college now, I believe. You got to keep your mouth shut. Why can't you keep your mouth shut? Is it that you can't resist taking a shot? You sound like an idiot, by the way, instead of going out graciously. You look bad. You know, there's some nobility to keeping your mouth shut. Did you read this thing about Brian Hoyer recently? I'm sitting around the other day in a waiting room because I had to get my mower pulled, and I don't know why. I was just thinking, who's New England's backup quarterback? And I'm thinking, it used to be Brian Hoyer. I wonder if it still is. So I Google it. Happens to be Brian Hoyer. He apparently, and his defensive players were effusive over him and the role he played, especially regarding the Super Bowl. Apparently, he watched, and he's the scout quarterback, he watched a lot of Peyton Manning's detail show on Goff, on Jared Goff, the NFL Network interview where Sean McVay discussed being in the quarterback's year. He watched everything on Amazon's All or Nothing show on the Rams' first spring, and he recognized the language, and he kind of implemented it to the coaching, brought it to the coaching staff, and Devin McCourty and Jason McCourty both to a man said it really helped in the Super Bowl because they kind of knew what was coming at times. They knew what was coming, and you know, I think that I think Sean McVay said, yeah, I guess that's the risk of putting things out there. Do you ever see New England go on Hard Knocks? Do you ever see New England put themselves out there on any of these shows? They keep their mouths shut.
Well, it's, you know, Belichick's number one. What's his number one press conference response? We're on to
Cincinnati.
Whoever.
On to Cincinnati.
He never gives any details away.
I know.
You know why? Because he's the smartest coach in the league.
Smartest coach in the league. You know, he just changed the name of his boat to Eight Rings, something or other. I think it was
six. I don't blame him.
It was seven rings before, because he won two as a defensive coordinator with the Giants in the late 80s and 1990. Yeah, it's now Eight Rings.
Surprised he just didn't buy another boat. Seven rings isn't good anymore. We're going to sell that. Here's
right?
Eight rings.
Just like the plane needs a new wing and needs a new tail because they had the trophies. They have five trophies on the charter plane they have. They got to get a new wing. They got to get a new tail or somehow squeeze another one in there. Amazing.
The jealousy that I have is, it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm so impressed with them, but at the same time,
so
I'm
impressive.
So jealous.
You told me before the game, or maybe it was middle of the playoffs, that you wanted to see them win because you wanted to see the legacy grow. Is that correct?
Yeah, the greatness is, it's undeniable.
It's undeniable.
And so I don't get people that are against teams simply because they're good. If you're a Jets fan, you don't root for the Patriots. I get that. It'd be like us rooting for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that say, oh, they win too much, I don't like it. That's like a simple-minded thinking.
Yeah.
I want to see another team win.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You're never going to see a dynasty like this again.
It's jealousy.
Ever. It is. It's absolutely
jealousy. Just this year especially, you know, they had to go into Kansas City. Now, they got a break on the offsides play by Dee Ford, which is, you take that to your grave if you're Dee Ford. You take that to your grave because that game was over. But he had to call the applaud the ref. You have to call it there. He was like a yard offsides. But they take advantage of every opportunity that they're given. If they're given a second life, they take advantage of it. And, you know, they won the whole thing this year. And I just think that, you know, silence is a friend that will never betray you. And again, Rams put themselves out there and it ended up costing them a little bit at the end because both Devin and Jason McCourty said it really helped knowing some of the language, and we were given some of the language by Brian Hoyer. He let us know certain things and tendencies and whatnot from what he gathered. So he did a great job as a backup quarterback, never had to see the field, but he helped in other ways. You know, I thought he was always a tough kid, played hard in Cleveland. He was a little undersized and he was what he was, but, and he's not the heir apparent there. We know that. Wonder who they're going to draft at some point to be the heir apparent.
You got
to
figure they've got to get somebody at some point.
Got to get somebody at some point.
It was clear that it was Garoppolo, but it was almost too early. Drafted him too early.
Too early.
It was. Which obviously you can't push a guy back.
It was totally going to be Garoppolo.
He was it.
It was totally going to be Garoppolo. Yeah, I know. Knowing them, something will land in their lap and they'll end up, you know, landing Justin Herbert somehow or Tua. From Alabama, who I really like, although I was disappointed in how he played against Clemson and in one of those other playoff games. I like the kid. I think the kid's got all the tools and checks all the boxes, and that's why I was okay. If I was a Giants fan, okay, and not selecting a quarterback because I needed a quarterback, I took Saquon Barkley because he was the best player and draft my quarterback when I like a quarterback. And I think they're going to have an opportunity to, whether it's this draft or next draft, because I think they're going to stick with Eli for one more year. But that tells me that you need to draft a quarterback this round or next round. And I would probably do it this round, although I think you're going to get a better crop next year. But
I like Haskins a lot.
I do, too.
Especially as somebody that's a Penn Stater, and it frustrates me.
Is he one of those guys who you love to see on your team?
He was. And there's a lot of Ohio State quarterbacks that I thought weren't very good quarterbacks, and especially the scheme that Urban Meyer ran.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a joke, and I don't know how they got away with it. He's one of them because he's a true NFL quarterback.
Yeah, he is. And he's going to go somewhere and do some things. Again, next year, Justin Herbert decided to stay a year, the quarterback from Oregon. Tua's going to stay another year. He has to before he comes out.
Trevor Lawrence. Well, you have to play 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this could be his second year.
Or just grow 2 years older. You have to be out of high school like 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so, it's going to be interesting. I could land Nick Foles. Maybe he's a transition guy. Would you like to see Nick Foles twice a year?
I'd like to see Nick Foles bring anything back for the Eagles in terms of any kind of return. I don't care if it's to the Giants or the Redskins or, you know, the Mars. I don't care.
I don't care either, to be honest with you. I don't really care if he gets traded in the division. I don't, because the Giants have a lot of weapons, and he could do some damage. Yeah, but any quarterback could do some damage. Doesn't matter if it's Nick Foles or not. But I want to see them get something in return.
If the Broncos were only, they gave up a fourth for Flacco, and Nick Foles is objectively better than Flacco.
He's a Super Bowl MVP. So is Flacco.
Yeah. But you've got to think that Foles is worth at least a three, and perhaps even a two.
Oh, I think he's at least a two. I mean, you know, we'll see what the market bears, but I mean, it was a three last year in the offseason from Cleveland, and all he did was raise his stock some more. From what he did, stepping in for Carson Wentz, winning the last three games, one in L.A., one against the Texans, who had won 10 of 11, shuts out the Washington Redskins, beats the Bears on the road. I mean, it's incredible. His resume is unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, yeah, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Markelle Fultz thing and what his mom said. Again, his mom, on the way out the door in Orlando, says, I get a great vibe here. It's very refreshing to hear the positivity. Refreshing. That implies that it's refreshing. I mean, it implies that it wasn't here when they were here, the positivity. To hear the positivity, the support that they have for the players. Okay. Again, all these compliments are backhanded shots at the Sixers, in my opinion. And the fact that they're constantly saying, we want to do this the right way. I have no idea what she's talking about. I have no idea what she's talking about.
So my thought process is the right way to get him on the court or to get him more medical help? Because the Sixers did both.
They did.
And one of them can't be, one has to be wrong. So which one's the right one?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I'm wondering, he's probably embarrassed. He got moved. He didn't never really play 33 games for the team that drafted him number one overall, and they decided to give up on him. He's probably embarrassed. So maybe he's trying to save a little face. And I think it's ridiculous. You just have to take the humiliation, in my opinion. But I don't think he's doing himself any justice. 610-632-0975. You know, kind of as I'm thinking about it, and we're going through this show, and we got a lot of tweets on this other question. I'm going to throw this question out. Name your favorite player. And Tyler, I'll throw this to you first. Your favorite player on your least favorite team. Now I'll give you one. And I mentioned him earlier, and this was back in the day. And this guy was like, next to Gretzky, he's one of my favorite athletes of all time, Michael Irvin. And I know he was hated here, and he stood up when he was almost paralyzed and gave him a standing ovation. Not him a standing ovation. They were happy he was hurt. They hated him here. Now, again, I go back with Michael Irvin, so it's not like I just saw him get drafted and say, oh, I like this guy. I go back a ways with him when he was at Miami, but and he played for Dallas. It was tough. I wanted to see him do well, and he became a Hall of Famer, but tough rooting for him while he played for, you know, the evil empire. How about you?
You know, I don't hate the Cowboys as much as I hate the Giants. And I don't know if that's perhaps because the Giants, when I was growing up, were the better team.
The Giants are the rivalry to me.
I think they are, too. But I'm curious as to, you know, you and I are in different generations. My generation, I think, may have a less or more of disdain for the Giants because they were better when we were growing up, you know, in the McNabb and Reed era.
Sure.
Than the Cowboys were. So I've always hated the Giants more. So for me, it's a pretty easy one. And it's Saquon Barkley. Again, you know, it goes back to my Penn State ties.
Sure.
He's a great player. He's a good kid. He's got a great head on his shoulders. It's very hard for me to not want him to do well and not want the Giants to do well. The combination doesn't work.
It doesn't work. They made the right pick, though.
They certainly
made the
did.
Right pick. They got criticized for not taking a quarterback. I'm like, are you crazy? With Barkley sitting there, and I didn't think the quarterback crop was all that good. Who came out? Sam Darnold, I'm not big on him. Baker Mayfield, fine. He looks like he's a decent quarterback.
But he was gone.
He was gone. There was no opportunity to take him. Josh Rosen, who's the other Josh?
Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson was the other
Lamar
first
Jackson,
round
yeah. I mean, I didn't like the crop, to be honest.
I mean, who was
you.
The best one out of them this year? I think Baker, right?
Baker Mayfield was, yep.
But after that?
After that, I mean, seriously. It wasn't Josh Rosen. It wasn't Josh
probably
Allen.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson probably after he came in for Flacco and took him to the playoffs. He was brutal in the playoffs, although he did make a run at the end of the game. But I don't think he's the answer in Baltimore. I don't. And I didn't like the crop. I thought the Giants did the right thing. They took the best player available, which was Saquon Barkley, and didn't just impulsively take a quarterback because they needed a quarterback coming up. And they do need a quarterback coming up. Eli's on his last legs. Probably play another year. So they have to draft a quarterback this year or next year, or sign Nick Foles and have him be your quarterback the next 5 years while you have all those weapons. You know, it might not be the worst idea in the world trying to land Nick Foles because you still have those weapons in their prime. You know, you have Evan Ingram, you have Sterling Shepard, you have
OBJ.
Thank you, OBJ. I'm thinking LBJ. OBJ.
It'd be impressive if he could play.
Who's that?
LBJ,
yeah, right. But I think that would be a good move for the Giants. Whether the Eagles, when they franchise Nick Foles, if they do that, are going to go that direction, I don't know. I think all things considered, And the report came out that they would love to send him to Jacksonville. That's probably what they want to do. They'd rather send him in the AFC. You know, and that could be a good team. I mean, they stunk this year. They were 5-11 after a winning season and almost going to the Super Bowl, but they just fell apart. But I think that team still can be good defensively, and they need a quarterback. And maybe Fournette won't get hurt like he always does. They need a quarterback badly. Blake Bortles never made it there and was a detriment rather than, you know, anything positive. It's and they had him for a while. They gave him all the opportunities in the world. He did start playing well the year before and almost took his team to the Super Bowl. But again, the defense was lights out as well. They fell apart this year, but I think that team can still be put back together quickly, and Nick Foles can be a part of that. I hope he does well. I really hope he does. Not against the Eagles, but I hope he does well. What'd you think about this Markelle Fultz nonsense with his mom and him?
I think it's just a crazy unraveling of a bunch of different people that have come together to be a group of weird people. You know, like, you think about it, and you've mentioned it a couple of times. Markelle Fultz is 20. He is significantly younger than even me, and I'm only 25. So you look at it and you say, he's a kid. And at 20, I don't know if I would have been able to handle the pressures of the NBA. I still don't know if I'd be able to handle the pressures of the NBA. But I think his mom has become a terrible influence. And at some point, you have to go, Mom, I love you. You're always going to be in my life, but you need to get out of my NBA life.
Apparently, he doesn't have a problem with it. He doesn't have a problem.
That's the issue. Yeah. He doesn't see any problem with it.
He doesn't see any problem with it. He says, Mom, let her speak. But he took a shot, too. And again, I'm not in those meetings. I'm not in the locker room. I'm not in the training sessions with Drew Hanlon or this new rehab he's going through for the thoracic outlet syndrome. But I never heard one negative thing about the Sixers organization and how they were treating him. And I thought they gave him plenty of opportunities. And, you know, I asked Elton Brand how frustrating was it going through all that. He said, extremely frustrating. And they had to balance, you know, do you want to give up on this guy right now and hope he doesn't blow up? Because he could if he comes back from this injury. I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't. I think he's going to be a bust. But if he blows up, you know, it's egg on the face of the Sixers again. But they had, it's sad because they had an opportunity to draft the number one overall pick for the second straight year. And Markelle Fultz was the consensus number one, 26 points a game at Washington. Could play the point, could be the two, and it just never panned out. And, you know, a year and a half later, he's gone. A year and a half later, that project is over. And it's a shame because they had an opportunity to land, you know, the process worked. But it probably could have gone a little smoother. You know, they ended up with four very good players in J.J. Redick. And I consider the last two guys, the acquisitions, part of the process because they gave up some pieces they acquired in the process. You know, we'll talk about that a little bit. I want to get your thoughts on the process and how it panned out. And it's still going. Some of the picks and acquisitions they made are still floating around. And it might go on for a little bit. But it worked. Whether you liked it or hated it, it worked. At least on paper. At least on paper, whether if they win, if they don't win another championship with this crew or in the next 10 years, it didn't work because that's the only idea. That's the only goal was to win a championship. And I think they have the pieces in place to start making a run. But Ty, I'm going to get your opinion on, we talked about a little in the production meeting of the two of us, big production meeting. And I want to talk to you about the Sixers a little bit on the other side because they have their work cut out for them in this conference, and we'll talk about that again when we come back. I'm Joe Stazak, 97.5, the Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Give me your favorite player on your least favorite team. We're coming right back.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5, the Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Flyers.
Scores! Wade Simmons puts it into the empty net.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own Boardwalk and Park Place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code radio, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Let me tell you about the uncles. Ram Truck Month is all on a family crush of Dodge Jeep Ram right now. Save thousands on your new favorite winter-ready Jeep 4x4s, Ram trucks, and family you choose. Drive home a new Jeep or Ram truck for $159 down or $159 a month. Your choice. Only at family. You get oil changes, state inspection, and a loaner car at no charge. And with the uncles, your buying experience is always fun, fast, friendly, the best service after the sale. They care about you after the uncles. They care. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations during Ram Truck Month. Because at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Ask the uncles, your family, in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online anytime, familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
General Building Contractors Association, Philly's Commercial Construction Association, GBCA members have built our skylines, Philly's most iconic buildings, and every day, thanks to the GBCA, they're building more than just buildings. They're building skills and knowledge. The GBCA is helping to build a safer workforce. Excellence is building in the greater Philadelphia region, and the GBCA sets the standard of building excellence. The General Building Contractors Association. Visit GBCA.com to learn more.
Be a part of the home ice advantage.
Shot denied by Hart.
The Flyers kick off the March home slate on Wednesday, March 6th at 7:30 with a crucial home game against the Washington Capitals.
Hit it deep. Scores. Game winner.
The Flyers and Caps go right back at it again at the Wells Fargo Center the following Thursday, March 14th at 7 p.m.
Shot. He scores.
Tickets are still available. Get yours now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com/tix. That's PhiladelphiaFlyers.com/tix.
Hey, it's Bob Cooney, and I've been telling you that FanDuel Sportsbook is offering a $500 risk-free bet to new users. And that's just the beginning. That's because FanDuel has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time that I just love. Odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. Plus, their new cash-out feature makes it easy to get your winnings early. FanDuel Sportsbook offers some of the most competitive lines around. I'd look at a futures bet on the NBA championship. How about you? Well, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any game or sport with my promo code Bob. Signing up is simple, and it's easy to add money to your account or withdraw winnings whenever you want. Download the app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Sign up with my promo code Bob and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund insight credit of up to $500. So download FanDuel Sportsbook and claim your $500 risk-free bet before it's too late. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Hey, business owners. Does your Wi-Fi ever slow down because of your customers? Do downloads lag when they stream videos? Ever tried to finish payroll while clients hog up your bandwidth? Then make the switch to Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast when you add Wi-Fi Pro, which lets you allocate how much bandwidth you give to customers and your business. So while customers are busy streaming, emailing, and chatting, your employees can still be productive. Wi-Fi Pro on the nation's largest gig speed network. A great experience for your customers and your business. Switch to Comcast Business now for an amazing deal. Get 75 megabit internet for just $49.95 a month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines. Wi-Fi Pro available for an additional charge. Switch before March 3rd and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 3/3/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 3/3/19.
The 21st Annual Philadelphia Tattoo Arts Convention is coming this weekend only to the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Get tattooed on site by 1,500 of the world's best tattoo artists. Tickets just $22. Visit villainarts.com. That's villainarts.com.
Sports Talk for Exton and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, we're back. Joe Stasek in the house. Tyler Zuli doing a bang-up job. You'll be hearing him throughout the show, chiming in with his thoughts on what's going on in the world of sports. We covered some topics tonight. Colin Kaepernick came up again. Got some calls on that. Again, my opinion on that is I'm glad it's over. I can't believe there was collusion, which to me this settlement implies there was collusion because the NFL didn't want to drag this out and looked like they colluded, which they obviously did. He got blackballed. He couldn't find a job. Nathan Peterman had a job with the Buffalo Bills. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know right there is that Nathan Peterman had a job and Colin Kaepernick didn't. And I was okay with his protest too. Drawing attention to the situation that he wanted to raise awareness for his causes, racial injustice, and a lot of things that were happening to African-American folks. Yeah, I'm cool with Colin Kaepernick. And he can still play. Last time he played was 2016, so he missed a couple years. He still has life in him. He's been around since 2011. Still a decent quarterback, in my opinion. So we talked about that a little bit, if you want to chime in on that. Question of the night right now is, you name your favorite player on your least favorite team. Tyler Zuli had a good one. Saquon Barkley loves him to death. Penn State background, Penn State connection, but he plays for the Giants. Plays for the Giants. Mine is, and I think I mentioned this earlier, mine's Sid Crosby. I know that's going to be met with a lot of disdain for me, but I would love to see him in orange and black. I just like watching him play. I don't really want him to go deep into the playoffs, especially if the Flyers are out, but watching him play, especially in crunch time, or when they play the Capitals and you got Ovi going up against Sid. Talk about a great leader, in my opinion, one of the great leaders out there. Three cups. Has grown up a ton, so unselfish. He doesn't care if he scores a goal or throws out an assist. In fact, I think he likes to pass the puck more than shoot. That's what Gretzky liked to do. And he still leads the entire world in goals, Gretzky. The most astonishing stat about Gretzky is if he never scored a goal, he'd still be the all-time leading scorer in the NHL, in NHL history. All you need to know. But Crosby is my guy. What's yours? 610-632-0975. We talked about Ebony Faults. Another backwards, wasn't a compliment. It was a criticism on the way out the door. It was an implied criticism. Same with Markel. I don't know what's with those people. Again, it almost is apropos because I've been saying it all along. It's above, the problem is not his shoulder. It's above his shoulders. It's in his head. Now we're kind of seeing some of the things he says on the way out the door. And I think he's embarrassed. Maybe he has some disdain because the team gave up on him too quickly. I mean, they gave him shots. But I know there's injuries, so you can, if you're on Markelle Fultz's camp, in Markelle Fultz's camp, you could say, well, he's never been healthy, so they didn't give him a legitimate chance. You can make that argument. But they were done with it. They had to move on. If he came back this year, where do you put him? You don't want to interrupt the flow of what's going on and how they're trying to build this thing going forward. They're 3-1 with the new look 76ers. Couldn't get by Boston the other night, and that's going to be a problem, especially if it's 4-5, Boston and the Sixers heading into the postseason. That could be a first-round exit. Conceivably, they're 1-7 against Toronto, Milwaukee, and Boston this year. Tyler Zuli, what's the problem there?
Well, I think that they're in their heads. I think that they just don't feel like, you know, these teams have basically lived inside Brett Brown and the Sixers' heads. The Sixers don't believe they can beat these teams. And that's the first issue. The second issue, I think, is Toronto withstanding, I think Milwaukee is deep. And they match up incredibly well with the Sixers. The Celtics the same way. They match up really well with the Sixers in every aspect of the game. When you break it down into one-on-one matchups, they match up well. When you break it down into five-on-five matchups, they do well. When you break it down coach to coach, Brad Stevens has Brett Brown's number.
He does. Big time. He's got his number. And listen, Milwaukee's still Milwaukee. You know, the Sixers aren't the Golden State Warriors. They're a good team. They're a better team. They got a nice starting lineup. But they have some issues getting out of the East, would you not say? I mean, I know people were saying finals are bust. Yeah, you better temper your expectations because you got a lot to get through.
There's no reason they can't get there.
No.
They have the talent to get there.
They have the talent to get there. Can they put it together?
That's the better question.
Yeah, what do you think? Can they?
Not until, I would say no until they prove otherwise.
I agree. Absolutely agree. You have to prove it to me that they can beat these teams. 1-7 this year, bro. 1-7 against these teams. Undoubtedly, they're going to meet in the playoffs. I'd love to see a 3-6 matchup first because it's a 4-5 against the Celtics. Man, you got problems.
Especially if you're the 5.
Especially if you're
because
the 5.
We know how good the Sixers have been inside the center, but they're a 500 team on the road.
I know.
And they're less than that in Boston over the last couple of years.
All I can say is it was game 3 with the new look team. They still need time to gel. They still need a lot of time to gel. So, but I things that happened in that game were disturbing. You know, not having a timeout late. Embiid complaining about the officials. What do you think about Embiid as a leader?
Embiid is your non-traditional leader.
Okay.
Because Embiid does almost the opposite of what those two leadership groups I talked about earlier do. He doesn't do it in the silent terms because he's obviously in the media a lot. And then he doesn't make the claims about the team where, you know, you would get like a Jimmy Rollins, we're the team to beat. But I think he is, in this, the way that the NBA is set up, he is the vocal guy that, you know, people rally behind. This city has rallied behind Joel Embiid. That's the city's baby.
Yeah, he really is. Interesting, though, you're right about that in terms of leadership. I think he's still a little immature, but he's young. All these guys are young. They're kids. It's a young team. You know, I don't like him complaining about the rest. It was an egregious no call. It was. But they had opportunities in that game. He said he slept walked through three quarters. I mean, come on, bro. You're going to complain about the refs? You said yourself you slept walked through three quarters. You can't do that in a big game like the Boston game. But, so I'm not sure who the leader is on that team. Because, you know, Jimmy Butler's been here for 9 minutes. Tobias Harris for 4 minutes. And you have Ben Simmons in his second year. And to me, he's not, you know, a second-year guy as being the leader. I guess it's Embiid. But not in the traditional sense. I think you're right about that. Who's going to step up and be the number one face? I know he's the face of the organization, but if Jimmy Butler stays, does Jimmy Butler become the leader?
No, I still think that this is Joel Embiid's team.
Okay.
And Brett Brown has said it, and he mentioned it in press conferences before, where they're going to spread the wealth, and every mouth is going to eat. But the words that Brett Brown uses, Joel is still the team's crown jewel. And to me, that's telling. Because when you have five guys that score 17-plus points a game, and you can still pinpoint and say, yep, this is our one guy, this is our number one priority, he has to be the face of the team.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. And he is. And they got lucky. He was injured. He dropped to 3. You know, they got unlucky a lot in those top picks. They missed on Nerlens Noel. They missed on Jahlil Okafor. They missed on Markelle Fultz. They landed Ben Simmons. They landed Joel Embiid. Some of their moves ended up helping them get Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. So you can say they made up for it. Process works. Process did work. You know, the 3-1 with the new look team, all-star break right now. They have some time to chill and some to rest. And I know people were complaining that it wasn't an impressive win against the Knicks. It was okay. It was the Knicks. They won handily. You're not going to be totally up for a game, every night out. I thought they played fine. So if you want to talk about that, please feel free to give us a call about the Markelle Fultz situation as well, or Colin Kaepernick, if you want to chime in about that, your thoughts. We had a lot of calls last night from African-American veterans who, and some were on both sides of the fence on that. Some were very offended by what Colin Kaepernick did, very offended that he disrespected the flag, or they thought he disrespected the flag. And some were on the other side, hey, we fought for him to give him the right to do that. Which I always thought was more accurate. I mean, the military guys, you know, the founding fathers, the military guys, the militia, all fought to give us the right to do what Colin Kaepernick did. He was doing exactly what the American military fought for.
Is that not what the Bill of Rights stands for, basically?
It is.
The first five?
First Amendment says freedom of speech. Very First Amendment. First one. And again, I don't know. This is me, and I'm not in your shoes, folks out there, so I'm not going to tell you what you should think. But I would think that that's kind of clear, abundantly clear. But, you know, I can also see I was never in war. I was never on the front line. I wasn't even a medic. I was never involved in the military. So I don't know what it's like. I certainly didn't do any tours in Afghanistan or Iraq. I don't know what that was like. So I can see that, because there's a, you know, there's a groundswell of people that were veterans that were very upset at what he did in terms of disrespecting the flag, or at least they thought he disrespected the flag. So I can see that side of it. But I thought that that's exactly what the military and the militia and the founding fathers put together, and when they did the Constitution and the amendments for the right to speak freely, protest freely. And he did it in a peaceful way. I didn't like the piggy socks. Thought that was low class. Took that to a different level. Other than that, I thought he was fine. I liked the Nike ad that came out. I think the guy who shut down his sporting goods store because he couldn't sell any more Nike things because of his personal protest is an idiot. Taking a little too far. Standing on his principle. What principle are you standing on, you moron? How's your family feel about you shutting down your sporting goods store after 21 years? Now, don't get me started on that, dude. All right, we got to take a break. 610-632-0975. Question right now is, name your favorite player on your least favorite team. Tyler Zuli says Saquon Barkley. I say Michael Irvin. Also Sid Crosby. You know, hate to play against him. He's a Flyer killer. Him and Geno Malkin kill the Flyers, but would love to see him in a Philadelphia uniform. Got to take a break. Joe Stazak, 97.5, The Fanatic.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5, The Fanatic. Listen, watch, and react. Farzana and Trey are on twitch.tv. Just follow 97.5, The Fanatic.
Natalie Eganoffia from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. Fanatics, believe me when I tell you, you'll see a difference buying from my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Choose from over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram trucks. Right now, save more than ever with the employee pricing all month long during Ram Truck Month. Get up to 0% financing for 72 months or savings of up to $12,000 off MSRP on select Ram trucks. Better prices, bigger selection, and just a better buying experience is waiting for you at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you. 0% financing based on approved credit, cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 2/28/2019.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoleseBakery.com.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint Unlimited and enjoy a great wireless plan at an amazing price. For a limited time, make the switch to Sprint and get your third, fourth, and fifth lines free. That means 5 lines of unlimited for just $20 per month per line. That's a savings of more than $1,000 your first year over Verizon and AT&T. Hurry to a Sprint store, visit Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Make the switch to Sprint today and get your third, fourth, and fifth lines free. That's 5 lines of unlimited for just $20 per month per line from Sprint, a network built for unlimited. This is a limited time offer, so act now.
After 1/31/2020, pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines of unlimited basic with autopay. Savings compared to Verizon Go Unlimited and AT&T Unlimited and more for 5 lines. Features differ. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Catch the Delaware Bluecoats at the all-new 76ers Fieldhouse. Now open for NBA G League basketball in Wilmington, Delaware. You don't want to miss the ultimate night out with friends, family, or coworkers. Get your tickets today for Hispanic Heritage Night on March 11th, Heroes and Villains Night on March 16th, or the Pro Wrestling Extravaganza on March 23rd. More information at Sixers.com/Bluecoats. That's Sixers.com/Bluecoats. Join the revolution today.
New appliances can do wonders for a kitchen. Right now at the Home Depot, they'll also do wonders for a kitchen budget with up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like the 4-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite. Over 2,000 off a fridge, gas range, microwave, dishwasher. All at once, just in time for dinner. Up to 30% off appliance special buys now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through February 27th.
Here's a quick way you could save money in the new year. Switch to Geico, and the Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then you say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere. You have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh never frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
The 21st Annual Philadelphia Tattoo Arts Convention is coming this weekend only to the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Get tattooed on site by 1,500 of the world's best tattoo artists. Tickets just $22. Visit villainarts.com. That's villainarts.com.
The Gargano Station. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back. The Killers, Mr. Brightside, one of my favorite tunes. Tyler Zulli behind the glass. Playing them all tonight. He's taking your calls at 610-632-0975. We're on a lot of topics tonight. A lot of topics. I'll go around the horn again. Talked about leadership. Throughout the question, some of the great leaders in sports history, and some of the most overrated leaders. Your thoughts. Overrated leaders. Got some tweets on that. Donovan came in as an overrated leader. Chris Pronger came in as one of the great leaders. Flyers haven't been the same since Chris Pronger left, by the way, in case you haven't noticed. Talk about a leader and a guy who could play. He's here 9 minutes and they're in the finals. Goes to Edmonton, takes him to the finals. Goes to Anaheim, wins the championship, wins a cup. Not the same. Never been the same since. Had those concussion issues. My buddy, his kids are friends with his kids, and he used to go over to pick up his kids all the time, and the wife would answer. He said the wife's smoking hot, for what it's worth. But he said Pronger would be sitting in a dark room with his head in his hands, oftentimes just head in his hands in a dark room, going through some post-concussion symptoms, apparently. It's a shame, real shame. He had some more years left in him. He signed a 7-year contract. Didn't play too much past 2 years, 3 years. And Flyers have never been the same since. But what a great leader, in my opinion. Great leader. Donovan, overrated leader? I don't know. He was a leader by example because he was a good quarterback here. I mean, did some goofy things too. Didn't handle the T.O. situation very well. Said a lot of stupid things. Still had a chip on his shoulder about opening night, draft night. Couldn't win big games. See, I think as a leader, you have to have the clutch gene as well. You have to be clutch. Derek Jeter, great leader. Why? Clutch. Led by example. Big Poppy, great leader. Why? Clutch. Nick Foles, great leader. Why? Clutch. Tom Brady, great leader. Why? Clutch. Got to come through when the chips are down. When the money's on the line, you got to come through. You can't wilt. That's what great leaders do. Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, guys like that. When the money's on the line, you got to come through to be a great leader. So what are some of yours? Some of your great leaders and some of your most overrated leaders.
So let me ask you this then. If you've got to be successful in the clutch moments, is Dan Marino a bad leader?
Not a bad leader, but maybe not... That's a good question.
So what, does he fall in that like no man's land in terms of leadership?
He probably is a good leader. He certainly doesn't make you a bad leader if you don't do those things, because he didn't fall short in the clutch. He just never had the opportunity to be in the clutch. You know what I'm saying? Outside of what, his first or second year when he took the Dolphins to the Super Bowl. It's not like he was in a lot of positions to be clutch. It's not like he failed in that situation. They just never put themselves in that situation.
Well, they never put themselves in that situation, but you look at other quarterbacks that are, you know, around him in the air of greatness that didn't necessarily play on great teams. Peyton Manning's defense was terrible for a really long time in Indianapolis, and that all the conversation was, he can't beat Brady. He can't beat Brady. So he finally does. He beats Brady. They win the Super Bowl. That elevates him past Marino right there.
Yeah.
Because they're equivalent statistically.
Oh, I think it elevates him, sure.
So even before the second Super Bowl and the additional Super Bowl appearance and the padding of stats, right there in 2006?
Six.
Manning became better than Marino.
I agree. You agree with that, or are you saying it sarcastically?
No, I am. I 100% think that that's the case, because you can't use championships as the end-all be-all.
Right, of course not.
Because there's great quarterbacks that never won, mm-hmm. or maybe have won. But right there, when you have none, when both quarterbacks have none that you're comparing, guy wins one, and they're equal statistically, he automatically becomes the better quarterback.
So let me ask you this, because I've always criticized Peyton Manning for not being clutch. Now that year, he came back from 21-3 down to the Patriots in that playoff series, in that playoff run, and won a Super Bowl. Wasn't great in the Super Bowl, but still won a Super Bowl. But he's had 8 one-and-dones. He's come up short in a lot of situations, thrown picks at inopportune times and overtime and whatnot. Was he a great leader?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
I kind of think so, too.
There's intangibles about Peyton that 99.9% of quarterbacks never had.
Mm-hmm.
His ability to see a play and read a play and diagnose a defense.
Oh, he's a coach out there.
He's the best of all time at that. So I think, yes, he is a great leader.
I do, and as much as I've criticized him over the year, I think he's a great leader. I really do. I really do. You have to put Peyton Manning in that category. And he won 2 Super Bowls. You know, one he kind of got carried. The other Super Bowl he deserved to be in because he had an unbelievable year and they lost to Seattle. And the other one, they beat the Bears. He wasn't great, but the running game hooked him up and got a couple titles, which helps your legacy.
Well, and the argument, too, of him having the 4 MVPs. Because to me, the MVP argument is it really should be most valuable player,
mm-hmm.
which is why having offensive player of the year, I think, is great. You take Peyton Manning off of those Colts teams. You saw it the year he didn't play when Curtis Painter was the quarterback. How bad are those Colts teams?
Bad.
Therefore, that's your leader right there.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. How about Tony Romo?
Good leader.
Okay.
I think falls short, obviously falls short of Marino statistically.
Yep.
Good leader.
And couldn't do it in the playoffs.
Good
much.
Quarterback, not a great quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with that. And came up short in the playoffs a lot.
Correct.
Came up short in the playoffs a lot. You got to come up big when the time calls, in my opinion. And you know, Brady's obviously one of the great leaders of all time. Messier. I mean, you remember Messier at all?
A little bit. You know, I was young. So I was young when he stopped playing.
6 cups. unbelievable leader. Goes to New York, wins one there, first time in what, 40-some years. Just won everywhere he went. I mean, won a cup in Edmonton without Gretzky. Just one of the great leaders of all time. I think Crosby's a great leader. Gretz was a great leader. We'll come back with some overrated leaders on the other side. We'll talk about that some more. We got one more hour to go before Checkpoint Radio takes over. I'm Joe Stajdak, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
It's Joe Stajdak on 97.5 The Fanatic. This is the home of Joel Embiid.
Big time jam by Embiid. Right hand, rock the room.
Tobias Harris.
Here's Harris with a jam.
Jimmy Butler.
Rebound slam, Jimmy Butler.
And your 76ers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Do you currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-1404. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-1404. That's 800-741-1404. 800-741-1404.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Right now, get an unlimited plan with a Samsung Galaxy S9 lease and Hulu included for just $25 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and new lines of service. That's your unlimited plan, a Galaxy S9 and Hulu included, for the low price of $25 per month per line. Even better, there's no trade-in required. You heard that right, $25 and no trade-in required. There's never been a better time to try Sprint, a network built for unlimited. So visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/bothforall, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $5 per month after $28 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. After 4/30/2020, pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad supported plan per account. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Finally, the Who is moving on. Get set for a true Who experience like never before. Saturday, May 25th, Citizens Bank Park. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and charge by phone. The Icons, the show, the Who. Moving on.
You know those little white lies you tell yourself? Clogged pores? Not me. Oily skin? On this face? Blackheads? Nothing a little concealer can't hide. Truth is, your pores don't lie. And blackheads can only hide for so long. Introducing Biore Ultra Deep Cleansing Pore Strips with Witch Hazel. Get rid of blackheads and unclogged pores in just 10 minutes. Clogged pores can't hide from my Biore Pore Strips. Biore, for your pores.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave. a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Macy's President's Day Furniture and Mattress Sale is going on now. It's the perfect time to shop incredible supervised closeouts and great savings, like a five-piece Radley Chaise sectional for $1,789. Pick out a Tribeca Queen storage bed for just $499. And get a free adjustable base when you buy a Beautyrest Caribbean Blue Plush Mattress, $597. Plus, learn how you can get 24-month financing when you use your Macy's credit card on qualifying purchases. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Oh, yeah!
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
Welcome back to the show. 9 o'clock here at 97.5, the Fanatic. Don't forget, this weekend's programming is brought to you by Gateway Kia. Save huge bucks on your next car all month long during President's Month only at Gateway Kia in Warrington and Quakertown or at shopgatewaykia.com. All right, your favorite player on your least favorite team. And we're talking leadership as well. Leadership. Overrated leaders. We're going to work on that right now. Ty, you have any?
I do. The first one that came to mind, my mind, was an NFL quarterback. I think that's probably the topic of how we're going to get at this is the NFL quarterback.
Sure.
First one that came to my mind initially actually wasn't this guy, but originally was Phillip Rivers. But I think Phillip Rivers gets a little bit of a bad shake in recent era.
Mm-hmm.
My guy, I think, without a doubt, is Matt Ryan.
Okay.
Matt Ryan is 102-72 in the regular season, 30 games above 500. He's 4-6 in the playoffs. That includes 3-1 and duns. And a loss in his only Super Bowl appearance. And a come from behind loss by the 49ers in the NFC title game.
I remember that.
He's not that good.
They were down like 17.
I don't think they were down by a lot.
Yeah.
I truly think that Matt Ryan's not that good.
That was Colin Kaepernick, by the way. Bringing him back to beat Atlanta that year. Okay. I like that, by the way, because he's been criticized for not being a very good leader, not being the guy that warrants the second highest salary of quarterbacks in the league behind Aaron Rodgers. You're right. I tend to agree with you on that, bro. Tend to agree with you. And we should probably stick with quarterbacks. And Phil Rivers, he puts up nice numbers, doesn't win in the postseason, you know, rarely wins in the postseason. So, I mean, that might be a good one, bro.
He's 5-6.
Yeah. I agree. That's...
And 11 postseason game appearances over, what's it now, 14 years for Phillip Rivers? I mean, they're not great numbers.
Yeah, they're not great numbers. Do you know Peyton Manning's under 500 in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, you did mention that he was one and done quite a few times.
8 times, yeah.
Is it really that many?
Yeah, 8 times.
That's ridiculous for how good that offense was.
It's ridiculous, right? And this quarterback always shoulders the blame. 610-632-0975. We go to Tony in North Philly. Wants to talk Eagles draft. What's up, Tony?
Hey, everybody. This is Tony from North Philly. My first time calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, Sam, my pleasure. It's good to switch over. I don't like the other station too much no more.
We appreciate that.
Definitely. I wanted to talk about the NFL draft, the Eagles. I'm going to just do the producer said do 2 rounds. So my picks are Christian Wilkins out of Clemson, defensive tackle. I think the guy Dexter Lawrence is dropping the other DT, so they can get him with that first-round pick. That second first pick. And for the next pick, they got to get Chauncey Gardner out of the cornerback out of Florida. What you think about those picks?
Well, they need help in both areas. So I'm with you. They need help at defensive. They need help in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. They need help. Fletcher Cox could use some help. Tim Jernigan, we don't know what's going to happen with him with all his injuries. And obviously, they need help at the corner. I don't have a problem taking a corner second. I'm not sure who I would go with, but yeah, I think they need to bolster the cornerback situation. They were using soda cans by the end of the season when in the backfield. And no one's ever heard of those guys.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you can get, if the guy DeAndre Baker drops, you can maybe grab him as well. But also, the two receivers you need to look out for is Emmanuel Hall, 6'3", out of Missouri. He's a speedster. He's a beast. He's like a Randy Moss. And also, they need to get Andy Isabella out of the University of, Massachusetts.
You're pretty schooled, aren't you?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, Tony, let me ask you something. You there still?
Yeah.
When do they take a running back?
Well, they got to get, in the fourth round, you get Bryce Love or Wayne or Miles Gaskins out of Washington.
Miles Gaskin, okay, 5'10", 191. Yeah.
Or I like Gaskins better, but Bryce Love got more speed, but he gets hurt too much. So they need to, they got him picking David Montgomery in the second round. He's too small, and he's from a smaller school. Do not pick him in the second round. Bryce Love will be there in the fourth and fifth round, or you can get Miles Gaskin out of Washington.
David Montgomery from Iowa State, 5'11", 219. All right, brother, we appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Have a nice night. Thanks for calling in. All right, we've got a little Eagles talk. Let's can switch to Eagles talk for a little bit. How do they acquire a running back? You mentioned that Kareem Hunt has already been signed by the Cleveland Browns. Only 1 year. We'll see what happens there, and that's probably a prudent move by the Browns. I love what they're doing, by the way. John Dorsey has done a nice job after a horrendous situation to come out of. But anyway, when do they take a running back?
See, I think... I don't know where Tony either writes for or commentates for, because he clearly knows what he's talking about.
Oh, he knows everything.
Clearly knows what he's talking about, yeah, when it comes to the college game.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Everything he said, I agreed with, until he said he doesn't like David Montgomery. I love David Montgomery.
Oh, he said he didn't like him.
He didn't like him. That's why he wanted Gaskins and Love a little bit later.
Okay.
Montgomery is a pinball. I mean, the guy doesn't go down. He said he's small. I disagree. He's like 220.
He's 220. He's 219.
Big guy.
5'11".
And you know, he said he's out of a small school. I don't think Iowa State's not a small school. No. It's a Big 12 school.
Yep.
So everything that Tony said leading up to that, I thought was pretty spot on, because I like Christian Wilkins a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think that David Montgomery is a great pick in the second round. I also would not mind seeing them go after Benny Snell from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. So almost the same size, 5'11", 223.
That's the size they're making them nowadays.
Yes, they are.
You know, there's no thin, fast backs anymore.
Right. And I'm okay with that. That's solid. I mean, that's solid. What's Saquon?
I mean, his legs probably weigh... He's probably 220. I would say he's probably 220, 225.
He's a beast.
Would be my guess.
He squat like over 500 pounds. Some ridiculous numbers he put up in the powerlifting categories. The bench... The deadlift, the squat, just ridiculous numbers. All right, so you think they draft a running back that high, second round?
I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. That's their number one, in my opinion, priority. They have other issues to deal with, a cornerback, defensive tackle. Yeah, I get all that. But they need a running back. They need a running game. They don't have a running game to speak of. Josh Adams, serviceable. Darren Sproles, don't know if he'll be around, and certainly not a feature back. Wendell Smallwood, he was a four-string running back. Did a serviceable job. They need a stud running back. They need to help Carson Wentz out in that area. They need to be able to run the football. Of course, it starts with the offensive line. They need help there as well. Don't know how Brandon Brooks is going to come back. Don't know if that Achilles tear. Jason Peters is on his last legs, I think. He played pretty well this year, actually, but he's always banged up. Big V's not the answer. Jason Kelce talking about retirement. I hope he doesn't. Hope he stays for a while. Another 5 years would be good. But they need some help on offense, offensive line, and they need a running back, because you saw how it hurt them down the stretch, certainly in the New Orleans game. Josh Adams, they just disappeared. He got one carry in the playoffs, I believe, in two games. Why is it? Did they just not trust him, Ty?
I don't think they trust any of them, and it simply happened to be the fact that I think that Wendell Smallwood had a good game against Chicago,
okay,
as did Darren Sproles, and I think that's why they leaned more towards that.
Yeah, leaning is an
understatement. Leaning's not the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, no, you're right.
You know, and they've now had four guys over the last 4 years be the leading rusher. Four different guys.
Four different guys is correct. In the last 4 years. It's unbelievable.
You need a bell cow.
They don't have one. What about Le'Veon Bell?
I don't know if I could do it.
Why is
not
that?
Not for the money. It has nothing to do with the talent or him. It's the fact that it's the money.
It is, and
they don't have a ton of it to begin with.
No, they don't. And they're going to have to pay Carson Wentz soon. And they need help. They need help in other areas. You can't just, you know, front load yourself on the quarterback and running
back. You know, when you pay your quarterback, it's tough to put a team together.
All right, let me ask you something. In terms of great leadership, I say Tom Brady's a great leader. Not only is he a great leader and he likes to win, that's the only thing he cares about, but he's restructured his contract to take less over the years so the team can build around him and give him an opportunity to win, a better opportunity to win. And this was pre-Giselle. He did this pre-Giselle before he landed a $30 million a year supermodel. So, and he's like the 18th highest quarterback or 19th, something like that. It's not even close. Does Carson Wentz take a deal?
No.
Make a deal?
Not the first time.
Okay.
And the reason being is that Brady's marketed himself better than any quarterback that we've seen over the last 20 years. He has so many deals with so many companies and in so many different facets of the business world that he makes so much money off of himself, his face, the Patriots logo. He doesn't need the money. Carson Wentz doesn't have that yet. So therefore, you know, if you're Carson Wentz, why would you turn money away when tomorrow's not guaranteed?
You might be hamstringing your team a little bit, though.
To say to take a pay cut, he may go 25 instead of 30, or 27 instead of 30, but he's not going to take 15.
Oh,
that's
no,
crazy.
No, he wouldn't do that. No, I meant what you said. I mean, where to 3 to 5, maybe. But
on a shorter deal, perhaps.
I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he's going to do that.
No, anymore. I would say that you're going to see him make $30 million.
You know who Hard Knocks is on this year?
I don't.
Detroit.
How does the league determine that?
I don't know.
They just pick a team?
Well, you know, HBO has something to do with
they
it.
Put they put a blindfold on, throw a dart at the board,
see what
happens.
I love the fact that they did the Browns last year. I thought it was compelling. I thought it really was. People were like, the Browns, they stink. I said, yeah, but they're up and coming, and they have Baker Mayfield, who's a walking soundbite. And Matt Patricia's trying to make that not happen. He doesn't want any parts of it. He comes from the Patriots. You don't want to put yourself out. He's a Patriot guy. You know, you don't put yourself out there. That was part of, I mean, you don't think Brian Hoyer got a lot from Hard Knocks his first year? Well, I mean, the time he did the Rams? Yeah, he's got some language on them. He's got some language on them. He did a nice job. Listen, you know, putting yourself out there isn't always the answer. Fact that it can only come back and bite you. It really can. And that's why the Patriots do it the Patriot way, and that's why they are where they are. That's why they are where they are. Favorite player on your least favorite team. Favorite player on your least favorite team. And how about some overrated leaders? Donovan overrated?
As a leader, yes.
Yes.
As a player, no.
Okay.
We take Donovan for granted in this city because he didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's correct.
But no quarterback in this city's franchise history until Nick Foles did. So what is the scrutiny on McNabb? Because that was one of the better teams in the franchise's program history, or because he continually lost the big game? Why do we over-scrutinize McNabb when we don't do it to Randall?
Because he couldn't win the
Jaws.
Well, you're right about Randall, and I love Randall. First all-time favorite quarterback until Nick Foles took over. But only won one playoff game here. Didn't win under a Buddy Ryan. Lost three straight.
So then why don't we scrutinize him? Because clearly McNabb had a better career.
But McNabb, and this is weird, because Randall never got to a huge game. He got the playoff games, but he never got to the precipice of the Super Bowl, whereas Donovan, he gets more scrutinized because he almost got there, but then would lose the big game. I guess those games weren't considered as big. It wasn't like Randall lost Super Bowls. I think that's the reason. Did Donovan put himself in the spotlight, under the bright light, on the biggest stage, and kind of fell short?
Does it hurt that they were the home team three straight years?
Absolutely.
And the favorite three straight years?
Absolutely. Of course. Wouldn't you think so?
I would think so to an extent.
Yeah.
I think McNabb gets a terrible rap in this city.
Okay, why?
Because up until...
What do you think the rap is?
I think that it gets to a point where people say he was a bad quarterback.
He wasn't a bad
quarterback. That's not true.
He wasn't a bad quarterback. I think history is now being swayed a little bit for whatever reason. I don't know. He wasn't a bad quarterback. He's a good quarterback. Statistically, the best quarterback in the history of the team. He had some flaws. Threw the ball into the dirt a lot. Checked down maybe a little too much, but and stopped running, when I thought that was one of his weapons he could have utilized. But again, he said he didn't want to be known as a running quarterback. Who cares? He should be known as a winning quarterback. But anyway, that's one of the problems I had with him. But no, we were spoiled because we had Donovan, and he did a lot of good things here, but he couldn't come up big in the biggest of games. And I think that's why he takes a rap. And he says some stupid stuff. He's still talking about, you know, draft night and not being respected in Philadelphia and taking some shots at the fans, you know, as a broadcaster now. So, and that's what I think. And I think it rubs the fans the wrong way. You agree?
So it comes down to almost a, you know, it's like a little brother thing where I could beat up my little brother, but you can't.
But you can't.
Right. And right. If you do, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I agree with that. But, you know, let me ask you this. Excuse me. Here's a guy, and I threw this out to some friends, and they were chiming in with some answers. Where would you put Claude Giroux?
One of the most underappreciated athletes in the history of this city.
I agree. I totally agree.
People, for 6 years now, every single year, trade Claude Giroux. Get him off the first line.
He's the best player on the team.
He's clearly the best player on the team.
Not even close.
And he's still doing it at a high level.
Yep.
He's the best passer on the team. He's a good captain.
Incredibly creative.
The fact that the team has not succeeded does not mean that Claude Giroux is squarely to blame.
Oh, I know. I know. But what I got on Claude Giroux is overrated leader. I don't agree with that.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't know why. I mean, listen, he's not Crosby. He's not Ovechkin. He's a star. I don't know if he's a superstar, but he's a star. And they have a star. Why get rid of him? I mean, people are just summarily saying get rid of him. They're not saying get rid of him for this guy or that, Austin Matthews or something ridiculous, which would never happen. But people just want to get him out of here. I mean, what are you thinking? It's just impulsive. It's reactionary. By the way, nice win today. They had a 5-1 lead over the Red Wings in the third period. Carter Hart looked human today. They have a 4 straight goals, but they won in overtime. Travis Konecny connected. 6-5 victory. They're now 10-1-1 in the last 12 games. What do you think of Le Flyer making a run?
You know, and the unfortunate part is, and you bring it back to Claude Giroux, I think Giroux was a tad young on the cup run team. And now by the time that this team starts to come to fruition, maybe a tad old. You know, in 2 or 3 years.
Good point.
That's the problem. I think that the issue I think a lot of fans have is this team has almost wasted Giroux's prime.
His prime, yeah.
But the two don't correlate. The team wasted Giroux's prime, trade Giroux, doesn't work that way.
No, I agree.
So, you know, with you, when you have that kind of leadership mentality of like Claude Giroux has, I think he's a good leader. I think he's a good leader. I don't know if he is the greatest of all time. I don't know, because they haven't won a championship, and that factors in. But I will stand by my statement that he is one of the most underappreciated athletes in this city.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that. He had 102 points 2 years ago. Last year he did. He was one of the top scorers in the league. 102 points. People are still killing him. 34 goals, 68 assists in 82 games. Played a full slate, too. Last 2 years, he's played a full slate. And he's had a history of injuries. Played all 82 the last 2 years at 58 points a year before, kind of a down year. Almost doubled his point production the following year, which was last year. And he's already got 61 this year. Had 86 in 2014. Had 93 in 2012. I agree. He's very underappreciated. And as a leader, listen, he's the leader of the team. I don't see anything wrong with his captaincy. But he does get killed. I think he gets killed because the team isn't doing well. The team's struggling. Playing well right now. They're balling now. Big win today. See, bad teams lose that game. They lose in overtime. Bad teams lose that game. They came up big, found a way to score in overtime, get the 2 points. They got that outdoor game coming up with the Penguins. You going to that by chance?
I am not. I will probably be working the game.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
I probably have some kind of responsibility with the game.
Mm-hmm.
Also, those tickets are wildly expensive.
Are they?
Usually. I would think so.
I would think so, too. What do you think they go?
I would say probably $100 to $150 a pop for the top level.
Would be my guess. For the top level.
Yeah. I'll take a look. I'll let you know.
Okay. That's a little pricey. Can't really do a family day doing that. That's a little pricey. My goodness gracious. Maybe I'm a little out of touch with what things cost. Taylor Swift was like $295 a ticket last year, something ridiculous. Yeah, I'm probably a little out of touch because...
The girls peg you to go to that one?
Yeah, they tried. They tried.
A little bit out of the price range?
There's five of us. That would have been like a $1,500 night.
So the lowest ticket, according to different ticket outlets, is currently $85.
Okay, the lowest ticket.
There's only two of them. Actually, I was able to find one for $84.
Okay.
So that's the lowest I've found. So a little bit less than what I said, but still pretty expensive.
Do you know what the good seats are?
Let me take a look. We'll
sure,
see what
take
we
a
got.
Look. I went to an outdoor game last year. I went to the Toronto Maple Leafs and Washington Capitals game. A friend of mine lives in Annapolis and had tickets. We went up. It was so cold. It was so cold.
Some stuff in the 100 level, going for about $200 a ticket.
$200 a ticket, huh? Interesting. I love it. I'm not sure why they do it. It cost them a lot of money to put this together. A lot of money to put it together. I mean, I love it. It's cool. It's very cool. I was at one last year. It was really cool.
I think the problem is that you are at the mercy of the weather.
Totally.
You know, if it's cold, it's fine. Because but there's going to come a point, and I think they did have a game not too long ago where it was like 50 degrees, and they were struggling to keep the ice from melting.
Cold, yeah. And they played the snow once. Penguins played. I forget who they played. Might have been the Flyers. Played in the snow. You know, it wasn't a blizzard, but it was snowing, which was kind of cool.
And it probably makes it tough for the players to see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gets in the way. It looked cool, though. But, yeah, that's a pricey ticket. Gonna be fun, though. Gonna be fun. I wouldn't mind making it down there. Maybe I can get a press pass. Maybe I'll talk to coach on that one. See if I get indoor seating. I'm not big on the cold, Tyler.
Somewhere in the press box.
I'll call Zach. Hey, Zach, what do you got for me, babe?
You're not a cold guy? Come on. You're a Miami guy. You gotta love the warm weather.
I hate the cold. Oh, give me the heat. Give me the beach. Give me the 100-degree weather over this cold nonsense. Yeah, we're halfway through February, though, so we get to the end of March, we'll be fine. March weather's terrible, usually. We get to April 1st, I'll be fine. I'm just living through this misery right now. Just miserable. That's yesterday, 57 degrees when I walked out of here last night, so...
I'm good with that.
That was fine. I'm fine with that for right now.
Yeah, I'm not looking for 80 or 90.
Well, I'd love it.
I mean, eventually,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, right.
But currently...
currently, I'll take 57.
You give me 45, 50, I'm good.
I'm good with that, yeah.
I don't need any more 10.
Then it comes out, it's like 36 degrees today, and it's cold. It's windy, too. Sometimes, if it's like 29 degrees, if it's not windy, it's tolerable. You get that wind whipping around. You get that wind chill dropping down into the teens. You're just miserable. It's just miserable. But, yeah, that game's coming up. Again, Flyers 10-1-1. In their last 12 games, all 12 games registered a point, 23 out of a possible 24 points, and led by Claude Giroux. And I don't know why he gets the bad rap that he does. All he does is go out and play, you know, lights out hockey. 102 points last year. Top scorer in the league, 102 points. So I agree with Tyler, underappreciated. And I think he's a fine leader. I really do. I think he's okay. Is he a great leader? Well, they haven't done anything great. You know, in 2010, he had 47 points. He played 82 games. He's played five seasons, 82 games. So he's pretty steady. He's pretty solid. He's pretty accountable. You can count on him for playing most of the time. But you're right. He was young. That was really his second full year with the club, Tyler, when they went to the finals. And you're right. Then he goes into his prime years, and they're not good for many of those years. And now he's kind of, you know, he's on the precipice of going on the downside, and it's a shame because it seems like they wasted a fine career out of Claude Giroux. Got to take another break. Joe Stazak here. Tyler Zulu behind the glass, taking your call, 610-632-0975. We've gotten calls on the Sixers tonight. It is the All-Star break, but we're still talking Sixers. Markelle Fultz. Players on your favorite player on your least favorite team. We talked a little bit of baseball. We talked a little. I mentioned Markelle Fultz. We talked Bryce Harper. So please feel, and we talked to Eagles football. We just still talked about the Eagles draft. So please feel it's a wide open call with whatever you want to talk about, and we'll handle your needs. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazak, coming right back.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia, for Gargano.
Welcome to the program.
You are part of this whole thing.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really worked. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now, 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-920-2937. That's 800-920-2937.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint Unlimited and enjoy a great wireless plan at an amazing price. For a limited time, make the switch to Sprint and get your third, fourth, and fifth lines free. That means five lines of Unlimited for just $20 per month per line. That's a savings of more than $1,000 your first year over Verizon and AT&T. Hurry to a Sprint store, visit Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Make the switch to Sprint today and get your third, fourth, and fifth lines free. That's five lines of Unlimited for just $20 per month per line from Sprint, a network built for Unlimited. This is a limited time offer, so act now.
After 1/31/2020, pay $32 per month per line for five lines of Unlimited Basic with auto pay. Savings compared to Verizon Go Unlimited and AT&T Unlimited and more for five lines. Features differ. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Natalie Eganoff here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. Fanatics, believe me when I tell you, you'll see a difference buying from my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Choose from over 1,000 new and certified pre-owned vehicles, including Wrangler, Compass, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram trucks. Right now, save more than ever with employee pricing all month long during Ram Truck Month. Get up to 0% financing for 72 months or savings of up to $12,000 off MSRP on select Ram trucks. Better prices, bigger selection, and just a better buying experience is waiting for you at TurnersvilleJeep.com. That's why they're South Jersey's fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell them Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you. 0% financing based on approved credit, cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 2/28/2019.
A $260 million Powerball win could land you in the tropics on a gorgeous island named after you because you bought it. So play today because anything can happen in Jersey.
Sports Talk for Quakertown and all of Bucks County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And we're back, 9:29 here at 97.5, The Fanatic. Having a good time with all y'all tonight. I'm here till 10 o'clock tonight. And we're taking your call, 610-632-0975. We've been talking, we've been talking about a lot of things tonight. A lot of topics on the board. The one right now is your favorite player on your least favorite team. Or... and I threw this out as well. The player you hate on an opposing team but would love to see in a Philadelphia uniform. That one's easy for me. It's Sid Crosby. I don't even hate him anymore. You know, I hate kind of what he stood for in his early days. But he's grown up. I could watch him play all day. I could watch Sid Crosby play all day. I know there's blasphemy in this town. You know, I get it. Probably not going to be very popular. But, Sid Crosby's my guy. What's yours? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Spencer in Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Spence?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man.
Yeah, player that I hate, sports hate, absolutely hate, Draymond Green. I hate his mouth. I hate the way he yells at the referees.
I do, too.
I hate the way he kicks guys in the nuts. But, God, I love the way he plays the game. His hustle, you would have to root for that guy if he was on your team. Because he does give it all every time he's on the court.
He does. He's a guy you'd like to see in a Sixer uniform?
I respect the way he plays the game, but I hate everything else about him.
I do, too. I can't stand him, to be honest with you. But he does play hard. He contributes. Only 7 points a game, but he contributes in a lot of other ways. Gets rebounds, plays defense. All the other crap I can do without. The way he yells at the refs and complains to the refs and, you know, gets a little physical sometimes. You know, it might have cost him. I don't know. Everyone says that cost him the series when he got thrown out and suspended for game 6 when LeBron came back with the Cavs down 3-1 in that series. So, you know, that might have cost him the series. I don't know. But he's kind of a knucklehead, but he's a very good player. I hear you, bro. I hear you.
I also have to give a shout-out to my man Tim Duncan. That's one of my favorite sports leaders of all time.
Good call.
Not that there was any question about it, but the way he brought his team back from that heartbreaking defeat against the Heat, brought the same squad back to beat him the next year. Never seen anything like it. That was fantastic.
Isn't he incredible? I appreciate it, Spence. Thanks for the call, man. Tim Duncan, one of the great leaders of all time. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard anything bad about him.
Tremendous guy. Even keeled, even tempered. Tremendous guy. Nothing new on the Bryce Harper, huh?
Not yet. We've been hoping for it.
A silent vigil. Wow, it would be great. It'd be great for the show, actually. All right, this was Jim Bowden. He was he's an analyst, and he writes for The Athletic, and he's a former GM of the Reds and the Washington Nationals, and he was talking about the Bryce Harper situation, and he says, quote, this was in the Washington Post. I keep hearing there's a lot of momentum and traction here on him going and signing with the Philadelphia Phillies. And he could be rounding third and heading home shortly. Now, Jake Russell also with the Washington Post said the same thing. It could be rounding third and heading home shortly, and says, I am hearing they're pretty well down the process. Jake Russell also goes on to say, every indication I get is he's going to get at least 10 years and he's going to get more than $300 million. That has not changed, nor have my two favorite places for him, Philadelphia 1, clearly, and a distant 2, Washington. All right, I'll take that. That's a tidbit. You know, it's speculation, but these guys are kind of plugged in. They hear things. He says, every indication I get, he's going to get 10 years. Now, he's talking specifics now, so he's hearing something. 10 years and more than $300 million. That has not changed, and nor have my two favorite places for him, Philadelphia 1, clearly, and a distant 2 for Washington. And he says, in the previous bite, I keep hearing there's a lot of momentum and traction here on him going and signing with the Philadelphia Phillies, and he could be rounding third and heading home shortly. I am hearing they're pretty well down the process. What do you think, Ty?
That's great for me. Listen, and quite honestly, I've gotten to the point where I don't need to hear a Bryce Harper update every day, because you and I talked about this in the pre-show. What team does Bryce Harper not immediately make better?
He makes any team better.
Every team.
Yeah.
The only team that Bryce Harper maybe doesn't play for, and not even play for, but be the star of, is the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you're not the Boston Red Sox, why does it matter if he signs now or if he signs 2 weeks from now or if he signed 3 months ago?
It doesn't matter.
Me, I don't care until that pen goes to paper.
I don't care either, as long as they get him, to be honest. It's a little annoying. I don't like Scott Boras a little bit. But if they're in the home stretch and they're well down the process, I'm cool with it. You know, I don't care when it comes down, as long as it comes down. Although I was hoping they would land Manny Machado. And maybe they're still working on him. They have the money to pay for both. But, man, think about that. And these, I got to be honest, these 10-year deals never work out. They're never beneficial to the team that signs these players to these deals. Look at Albert Pujols. And they signed him when he was like 32. The Angels did. That was ridiculous. 10 years, what, $250 million. These aren't prudent contracts. Now, maybe they have outs in them. Maybe they have options for both teams. But, I mean, this money's all guaranteed, I believe, in baseball. 10
yes.
years, three more than $300 million for 10 years.
It's not my money.
I know.
I don't care.
Oh, no, I know. It's just amazing. Amazing what these guys are earning these days. Amazing what they're earning. Now, that's going to equate to maybe, what, three or four wins? Three wins?
Him by himself?
Being a part of this team, what do you think it changes?
I would say it gives him a 3 to 5 win boost. Sure.
Someone said earlier, I don't know, someone called in on the Rob Motti show and said, that's not worth it for $300 million. But if you're the Phillies, you're going to sell out games now. You're going to sell out games. You have a star now.
It's absolutely worth it for $300 million because you don't look at it specifically in wins. You have to look at it, that stat, that war.
Mm-hmm.
The war stat, the wins above replacement. And it's not only is it plus 3 wins, Are Nick Williams or Aaron Altair, are they a minus? Because if they're a negative war, now you're looking at not 3 wins, but let's say the 2 of them combined were a minus 2. Now you've got 5 wins of separation.
Can you explain what war is to the folks?
So war is what is called wins above replacement.
Right.
So basically, if you Joe Stazak, played last year for the Phillies in right field, and you did, you know, you had X amount of home runs, X amount of base hits, all this kind of stuff. And defensive, they factor defensively in as well. There is a defensive war. And then I come in and I have a significantly better season in this category, that category. My war is a plus, and it basically says that I gave this team by myself an additional 1 win or 2 wins. If his war is a 3 and Nick Williams is a minus 1, that's to say that these two guys, if you subtract and add, the Phillies are 4 wins better just in the right field position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just in the right field position. That's right. That's
and that
lot.
Doesn't take into account that they added a all-star shortstop. They added a all-star closer.
All-star catcher.
An all-star catcher.
Yeah.
Still in pursuit of a former all-star starter in Dallas Keuchel.
If they could land Keuchel, my goodness gracious.
Everybody slides back a peg.
Yep.
You're not relying on Pivetta to be the 3. He's now the 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Eflin can be the 5.
Yep. That's a decent squad, man.
It's a lot better than what it is right now, or what it was last year.
Absolutely. I think Matt Klintak did a great job this offseason. Great job. And he's going to get an A-plus if he lands one of these guys. Again, I'd rather have Manny Machado, but I'll take Bryce Harper in this park.
Would you rather have Manny Machado for this specific team or just in general?
I know. I think I talked with someone about that the other day.
That was me.
No, was that you? I think I'd just rather have Manny Machado. Yeah, I'll figure it out after that.
So it doesn't bother you that the team already has a legitimate shortstop. You don't know if they have a legitimate right fielder.
They don't have a legitimate right fielder.
They
right
don't. Now. Okay, yeah. So you can openly say that.
Yeah.
But they do have a legitimate shortstop.
I'll play him at third.
He doesn't want to play third.
Mm.
He wants to play shortstop.
Neither did A-Rod.
Manny's a better third baseman than A-Rod was,
yeah,
defensively.
Oh, absolutely. I think he's going to play third, isn't he, if he comes here?
I mean, he would now, yes.
Yes.
But is that a deterrent to come play here? That he has to play third?
If he doesn't want to play third, yeah, absolutely.
Because unless Segura is willing to play second.
I doubt
it. Which I don't know if he is. I don't even know if he can play second.
Yeah, I doubt it. Yeah. No, you're right. Good points. But you're right. He probably fits in better, Bryce Harper does. And what a lineup that is. You want to talk about protection, having Segura maybe in front of him and JT Realmuto behind him, or Rhys Hoskins behind him and Realmuto in front of him. Maybe Segura in front of him.
Have McCutcheon in front of them.
Yeah. That's a sweet lineup, bro.
It's a much better lineup.
That's a sweet lineup. We'll see. Hasn't come down yet, but we'll keep you abreast. 610-632-0975. Your favorite player on your least favorite team. Joe Stazak, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh,
the
rebound slam. Ben Simmons throws it down.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Listen up, everyone. Here's something we can all get behind. It's the President's Month Save-a-thon at Gateway Kia. There's no illusion. You're going to save bag loads of cash. It's really big, and I know a great deal when I see one.
Now through Monday night, rush in for the President's Month Save-a-thon at Gateway Kia. Lease the only 2019 Kia Forte for only $179 a month with no money down. Or grab a 2019 Kia Sportage for only $199 a month with no money down. Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000.
Save huge at Gateway Kia, where they make car buying great again.
2019 Kia Forte, $179 a month. 2019 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. No money down. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown.
Or online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 39 months, 10,000 miles a year. Zero security deposit, tax, tags, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gals values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with Tier 1 credit approval only. Total amount due at signing. Must take delivery on 2/28/2019.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country.
When
I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
a
sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be.
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 When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint Unlimited and enjoy a great wireless plan at an amazing price. For a limited time, make the switch to Sprint and get your third, fourth, and fifth lines free. That means five lines of unlimited for just $20 per month per line. That's a savings of more than $1,000 your first year over Verizon and AT&T. Hurry to a Sprint store, visit Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Make the switch to Sprint today and get your third, fourth, and fifth lines free. That's five lines of unlimited for just $20 per month per line from Sprint, a network built for unlimited. This is a limited time offer, so act now.
After 1/31/2020, pay $32 per month per line for five lines of unlimited basic with auto pay. Savings compared to Verizon Go Unlimited and AT&T Unlimited and more for five lines. Features differ. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
The 21st Annual Philadelphia Tattoo Arts Convention is coming this weekend only to the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Get tattooed on site by 1,500 of the world's best tattoo artists. Tickets just $22. Visit villainarts.com. That's villainarts.com.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we're back. One final segment here, 97.5, The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli in the house. We're talking a couple questions through your way. Name your favorite player on your least favorite team. Name a player you hate on an opposing team but would love to see in a Phillies uniform. Tyler, you got a lot of tweets on this, bro, yes?
We did. We got a ton of similar responses. I think Sidney Crosby probably led the way.
Wow.
Sidney Crosby was a guy that I think a lot of people were looking for as somebody that was, you know, a guy they hate, but obviously for obvious reasons, but wanted to be a Flyer. We got a Brad Marchand answer as well.
Brad Marchand. Yeah, he's a player. He licks faces, but he's a player. He's a little crazy. He's a good player, though. He really is a good player.
A couple of Zeke Elliott's as well. I'm surprised at that one a little bit.
Really? How come?
I think simply because, you know, you look at a guy that's on an opposing team, especially a team that's your rival, you're going to be kind of fixed in on hating them. And Zeke obviously fits that bill. But when you look off the field, I don't think Zeke's a great guy.
He's a little troubled. He's not a wholesome guy.
So I'm surprised.
He's not a wholesome guy. Yeah, that's true. But again,
maybe it's team over
exactly
whatever.
What it is. That's exactly what it is. That's what we're looking at. I got, and I also threw out overrated leaders. I got Mike Lieberthal.
I saw that.
This is from Dan Schwartz. I get no one was crazy about him. Just the fact that the Phils made the World Series the year before he came and re-entered the playoffs the year after he left. The 14 years in between, nothing. Obviously not all on him, but still. Interesting.
Dan and I were going back and forth and talking about it a little bit, and I think the one thing that I do want to throw out there about that is Lieberthal had some really horrendous teams around him.
Really bad.
Really bad.
Really bad. Yeah, he did. He totally did. Now, speaking of those teams, where is it? He says, here it is. Jeff Strent chimes in with a tweet and says, Dutch does not get the credit he deserves for sure. There's probably an underrated leader. Now, I thought Dutch was a great leader. Did you think Dutch Dalton was a great leader?
I thought so.
Was that before your time?
It was. But, I mean, you go back and you look at it, and you could objectively say that he was a great leader.
Great leader.
And then you obviously, it kind of goes back to what you talked about at the beginning of the show, when you stop hating players or not liking players because you get personal relationships with them in this industry. We all know here very well how great of a guy Dutch was.
Tremendous guy. And he had all those hooligans with him in that locker room. Macho Roll hooligans, you know, Dykstra and Kruk and David, third baseman, forgot his name, and Schilling. You know, it wasn't a great locker room to be in. It really wasn't.
You hear stories about how they would get done a game at 10 o'clock and then they would start drinking at 10:03.
Oh, they were always pounding.
And they didn't stop boozing until 4 a.m.
They would stay there a long time. They would stay there a long time, yeah. They liked to hit it a little bit. But Darren Dalton had the responsibility of leading that club. And what a job he did in terms of leading them almost to the championship. Almost. Came up a buck short, but, you know, again, the catcher's oftentimes the leader of the team anyway because he runs the show. He runs the pitching staff. He runs, you know, how the offense plays the defense or the defense plays the offense. So, you know, rest in peace. But he was a great guy. He was here for a while. He was one of our fellow broadcasters and did a tremendous job here. All right, let's see what we got. I have a Zeke. I definitely have a Zeke. I got a Crosby. And how about a Kevin Durant? I got a Kevin Durant.
I don't hate Kevin Durant. Like a lot of
Kevin
people
Durant.
Do.
Why do they hate Kevin? Why do people?
I think because of the whole media outlook on him and how he talks crap on the media, and then he jumped to a 72-win team. I think that people have been rubbed the wrong way by him.
Definitely.
I don't have any issues with him. The argument of he jumped to a championship team. Isn't that the point?
That's the point
of playing the game.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
win the game.
Yeah. That's the point. You know, I'm fine with it. He gave us a shot in Oklahoma City. He had an opportunity. People have every right to be mobile. You know, you don't have to stick with one team your whole career. Look, LeBron's bopping around. Went from Cleveland to Miami, back to Cleveland to L.A. You know, it's okay. I'm okay with it. I don't care that he won two championships and two MVPs. It's fine with me. He's a great player. Tremendous player. Would love to see him here. Man, how good would this team look if Kevin Durant was here? Yeah, I'm fine with him. He does. He's a little sensitive. He reads and watches everything. He knows what everyone's saying about him. A little sensitive. I think he's has LeBron envy. LeBron is still no matter what Durant does, he's still going to be second to LeBron in terms of the best player in the league. It's going to be LeBron and then Kevin Durant. And I think that really rubs Durant the wrong way. Because no matter what he does, two-time, you know, a finals MVP. He won twice, right?
Definitely once.
Yeah, I know he won once.
Take a look. I think he's only won once.
No, he's won two championships.
Has he won two?
Yeah, he's won two.
Because Iguodala won the one.
Iguodala won one. He's won two. And that's all they won. They've won three, right? Yeah, they won three. Three out of 4 years. The one year they collapsed, the 72-win year they collapsed to Cleveland. And then they won two in a row. I thought he was the MVP twice. We're checking on that. So, yeah, Kevin Durant was one. Zeke. I get a couple Zekes and Crosby. Interesting. Yeah, I guess. See, remember, this is born out of sports hate. So, these are guys, first and foremost, you're hating on. You're hating on Crosby. You're hating on Zeke. You're hating on Kevin Durant. Understandably, I don't have a problem with Durant.
He did win back-to-back.
Back-to-back. That's what
17 and 18.
Okay. Zeke, I just think, is a knucklehead. He's a great player, just a knucklehead. You know, pulling girls' tops down and just doing stupid stuff and being on the NFL's, misconduct or what is it called that he's...
It's something along the lines of what, kind of like what Kareem Hunt's on now. It's not the exempt list, but it's similar.
And then, of course, there's Crosby. That team's struggling for a playoff spot, too.
They're holding on to the second one.
They're holding on to the second one.
And Carolina is nipping at their heels.
So you follow hockey a little bit?
I do.
All right. That's not your sport, though?
Not my go-to. Baseball always will be.
Yeah, I know you're a big baseball guy.
Yeah. But I try to be well-rounded.
All right, that's good. You're going to be a player in this town, my friend. Maybe we should both try to get passes for that game.
I wouldn't mind going.
We should probably hit up Coach. I don't know why I'm whispering and he can hear me on the radio. But we should probably hit up Coach and see what we got. When is that game? 22nd, 26th? We'll have to look into that, when that game is. But the outdoor game's cool. Was that one last year? Washington and Toronto. And it was really cool. It rocked. Really cold. We were in a Coors Light hospitality tent, so that worked. Other than that, it was really cold. Ryan in WFC, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. I'm calling about my least favorite team, but a player I'd love to have on my team. I don't know if you guys brought it up while I was calling, but Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is a big one that I hate playing against him, but for that guy to be my quarterback, he's a gamer and shows up, obviously every day.
All the time. Now, why do you hate him?
I hate him because he beats up on my team, ends up winning most in the end.
He does.
I'm actually a Steelers fan calling him.
Okay.
Up on him in Super Bowl 52. But he beat us up in a couple of AFC championships, and I love our quarterback, but to have Brady, he's the GOAT, you know?
Yeah, he is the GOAT. Ryan, I appreciate it, man. I got to go. I got one more call. If I can squeeze it in, Ty, am I cool with this? All right, I'm cool with Abby in Lakewood?
Abby,
how you doing, bro?
Awesome. Okay, so I say that we got to get rid of Wentz because he's 5 years younger than Foles and you could get a lot more for him. And Foles has a proven track record of being clutch. Wentz gets injured every single year he's been in the league or one year short of that. So I say we get rid of Wentz and we stick with Foles because Wentz might not be he might not turn out to be so great. And if he is, then he is. But at least we know that we're taking the sure bet. And you could get 3 more years of production out of Foles. There might be 3 Super Bowl appearances and 1 more ring. He has a track record, and you know what you're going
to
get from it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They're looking to get like 10 to 12 years out of Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I know, but he might get injured next year and never play again. You could see that he's not so durable.
He's not durable. You're right. You're totally right about that, Abby, and I appreciate the call, man. We got to run. Appreciate everyone for listening and chiming in and tweeting the show. Tyler Zulli, great job behind the glass. I'm Joe Stazek. I'm back tomorrow between 11 and 2. I have a couple special guests for you tomorrow, and we'll rock and roll again. As for now, have a great night, everyone. God bless, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.